Opie and Anthony. Owned by Infinity Broadcasting. This is 1027 WNEW, New York. Opie.
And Anthony. I'm a mental case.
Yeah. Well, Anthony, we got to get into Mike Tyson.
Well, you could get into Mike Tyson.
I'll get into you. Without any lube.
This guy is downright scary.
He's a madman. He is an insane madman. And they know it. Like, they keep him all doped up. Until he's got a fight.
Well, what is he taking? He's taking, like, Zoloft or something. That mellows you out pretty good. And, you know, a couple weeks leading up to the fight or a week leading up to the fight, they take him off this stuff. So he's a lunatic in the ring.
Yeah.
So he'll kill you. So he's fighting Andrew Gullotta, who's just a big scumbag and deserves whatever Tyson can throw at him. Gullotta? One of the dirtiest fighters in the history of boxing, Rick.
Oh, yeah, up against such an upstanding guy as Tyson.
No, I understand that. That's why this is going to be a pretty good fight.
Yeah.
Gullotta likes to hit guys in the ballies. That's his whole move. He's wrecked his whole career by hitting guys in the ballies when he's winning fights. So he's just as psychotic as Tyson.
I thought I could bring a gun into the ring.
There should be a huge fence around the ring so he doesn't hurt the spectators.
A cage match, only the audience is in the cage to protect him.
Come on out, you pussies. I'll chew right through that chain link.
Hey, Mr. Tyson,
yeah.
While we have you in the studio, how do you spell Zoloft?
Zoloft. R-O-L-A-I-D-S. I don't know. How do you spell it? I don't know, but you better give me some quick. And why do I have this tag in my ear? I woke up with a tag in my ear with a number and a radio transmitter on my back. I think that it was to track my migration habits. I want to know where Mike goes in between fights. I like in the warm weather, I go north, and in the cold weather, I go south. And they track me with my little antenna on my back. But sometimes I rub against a tree and dislodge it, and they have to tranquilize me and put a new transmitter on my back. That's when I need more Zoloft. You ever see him do that on the Wild Kingdom show with the bear? They give him the tranquilizer, and all of a sudden his lip gets all loopy and his tongue sticks out of his mouth? You want to see when the Mike Tyson looked like that? They had to pull me out of a cave once with a come along, and they measured me and pulled one of my toothers out to see how old I was. Then they woke me up, and you should have saw them bastards run when I started coming to. They ran for the hills. They was petrified.
I'm on the Zoloft thing, right? But I'm on that to keep me from killing y'all.
Yeah. You better give me more. I remember once I was looking for food at the local dump, and it was dangerous for the children, so they put me in a cage on the back of a pickup truck and relocated me. But I kept coming back because that was some tasty-ass garbage. You can't keep me away from a good old Swanson TV dinner half-eaten thing at the dump. I love that S. Jesus Christ.
I got one for you.
Yeah.
You think that crocodile hunter has balls? Give him some Zoloft and have him wrestle with Tyson and the Zoloft to calm him down. Then I would be impressed. Screw those goddamn alligators he's wrestling with.
Crocodiles are pussies.
Right.
They can't even punch.
Damn Crocodile Hunter. Let's see you take care of Tyson. Get some Zoloft in him.
See, the funny thing about the Tyson jaw is its power isn't in opening. It's in closing. So you could actually hold it shut with your bare hands, but don't let it open because I'll take your fingers off. Fingers off, Zoloft, whatever.
Rick's on the floor.
I know.
Come here, you little... Was he fast?
He's ready to go into a death fight.
He's going into a death row.
All right. Yes.
I'm reverting myself to Hannibal Lecter. I need like a muzzle or something. Some Zoloft.
Let's take a break.
All right. And we'll be back.
We're here.
No.
Got to get rid of that at the end of some of the old
Yes.
Bits. Just a little warm-up bit for everyone. Welcome to the Opie and Anthony Show. We got brand-new Mike Tyson to talk about today.
He's back in the news, so we'll cover that a little later in the show.
Yeah, a little later. Anthony, we got to welcome our brand-new affiliates.
Yes.
WCMF in Rochester, New York.
Hello. Yes. A new city.
The virus has spread to Western New York, and we couldn't be happier, Anthony.
Isn't that great?
There's a cute little story as far as WCMF in Rochester goes. A lot of people may think it's because I kind of started my radio career in Rochester.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's nice. It's nice to be back on the Rochester airwaves.
Sure.
But another example of Opie and Anthony winning. We always win in the end.
Always win in the end.
Don't want to bore people too much with this story because we've said it, we've explained it, I don't know, probably 100 times now in the media.
Yeah.
But Ant and I were doing a very successful radio show in Boston when we were told to leave the state and to never return.
Yeah, we got the boot. We said the mayor of Boston was dead on April Fool's a few years back, and they fired us. Everyone knows that.
Right. Well, the guy who fired us,
the actual guy, the head Muckety Muck's employee suit guy that does the firing,
was a guy named Don Baloukis.
Don Baloukis called us into a hotel conference room up in Boston and said, I hate to meet you under these circumstances, but we're going to have to terminate your contract.
Right.
Oh,
he did say before that, I hear you're really good and you're making a lot of money for the company, but we're in a multi-billion dollar merger and we're going to have to terminate your contract.
Terminate your contract.
Remember that day, Anthony?
Yes, I do.
We were kicked to the curb, never to return, and we really didn't know what was going to happen with our little careers at that point.
It was a turning point for the Opie and Anthony Show, yeah. A rallying point, actually.
Yeah, we lucked out. You know, I
yes,
mean, I encourage every radio guy in America to say the mayor...
Of your city,
that the mayor died, and see if you could, get your career up and going after that.
Parlay it into the number one market with syndication. Go ahead.
It's not a guarantee.
Give it a whirl.
And we really didn't know what the hell was going to happen to you and I.
Because you could be somebody that says something outrageous, and then you're sitting there going, wadadoodle, why am I broadcasting nowhere?
So there's a little saying on this show. We say Opie and Anthony always win in the end.
Yeah.
Another fine example of that today, because the only reason you're hearing us in Rochester, New York today is because of Don Baloukis.
Don Baloukis.
The Terminator. The man that completely destroyed our careers a little over 3 years ago.
Yeah. He had to actually, what they call, sign off on this.
Right, because now...
He was the last word.
He works for Infinity Broadcasting as well now.
Yeah.
Through this whole merger thing, He joined Infinity.
Yeah.
And one of the stations he's in charge of is WCMF in Rochester. So he had to agree to have us on his airway. And I was up there recently, and I guess Don Baloukis went to, like, the head Muckety Mucks up there.
Yeah.
And said, man, I hear Opie and Anthony don't really like me.
Well, you fired us, you tool.
You fired us, and we haven't talked to you since.
Yeah.
Do the math. Figure it out.
I've terminated the contract.
They got back to me. They were talking bad about me on their radio show. Why would they do that? Oh, I don't know. You left us without jobs for a while.
Because you fired us.
You fired us?
After a week of jerking us around, What about that woman? Who was that woman that was handling the investigation? Believe me, this was such a huge deal. They had an investigation.
I'll tell you who the woman was, and it was the old GM of WCMF in Rochester.
Was it?
I told you. I used to work for her.
Yeah, but there's so many people that you mentioned.
When I started my radio career, I was just a little punk in Rochester.
Yeah.
And Susan McDonald was the GM.
That was her?
And she was in charge of WCMF.
So she goes, they were just blowing smoke. It was ridiculous. They knew damn well we were getting fired. But they waited a week to try to see if we'd roll over on anyone else. So they had this internal investigation to see who was involved in this mayor dead prank. And the first day we sit down with Susan, was it? Did you say Susan?
Susan McDonald.
She goes, all right, well, what we're going to do, we're going to ask some questions. We're just going to get to the bottom of what happened. Let's get this over with quick, and let's get you back on the air. Get you back on the air. Right when she said that, I just looked at her and was like I was disgusted.
No,
I know damn well that we're not getting back on the air.
Her whole job was to try to figure out who else they were going to fire with us.
Exactly.
Well, we took the hit. We didn't take anyone with us.
Dave Dickless, our PD. Guys, on the phone. How many phone calls did you get that were like,
guys, hi, it's Dave. Listen, could you just say that I didn't come in until the last break of the show? Could you say that?
Ass.
Yeah, the PD, we've talked about that, too.
He just rolled over on everyone he could.
We'll save that story for when we're live in Boston.
In Boston.
Well, basically, the PD, Dave Douglas, called me at home begging me to keep him out of this and begging me to change the facts around. Even though I'm like, look, man, the show's on tape. He goes, it's really important that you didn't start the whole mayor is dead prank until after 5 o'clock.
When I was long gone.
After 5 o'clock.
Cause I'll blame it on Brucey Mittman and the Schwoogies.
So he goes, you got to promise me that you'll say, it happened after 5 o'clock.
I'm yeah.
Like, Dave, I can't promise you that. There's tape out there. People are going to think we're liars.
Going into the gay zone, Dave.
So hello, Rochester and WCMF. And hello, Don Belukis.
Hello.
Hello, we're here again.
And no, Joe, you'll never find out the third mystery party that was involved in the Mayor Dead scheme.
No, but he's doing very well in morning radio.
Yeah.
He called me and begged me. He says, dude, come on.
Did he?
Oh, yeah.
Recently?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Wow, that would be a great push for him. I think enough time's gone by. Come on, blurt it out.
No, man. He's a good friend from the old days.
I know.
There'll come a time he'll want to come on the air with us. Yeah. He was the fake news reporter for our little The Mayor is Dead. And I can't believe the industry hasn't figured out who it is yet.
I know.
Bluto, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Hey.
You guys see Planet of the Apes this weekend?
Anthony.
Yeah.
Tell him how I was ranting and raving that back office.
Yeah, right when I walked in.
Bluto, I freaking hated it.
Right when I walk in the office, Rick goes, did you see Planet of the Apes? And Opie just starts screaming, don't get me started again! Sucked!
It just occurred to me that the gorillas in Planet of the Apes are actually smarter and more civil than Mike Tyson.
There you go.
Yeah.
And the Charlton Heston scene?
Yeah.
See that? I wanted to cry.
I don't need a gun message in the middle of my movie, thank you very much. Even if it's being delivered by an old Charlton Heston ape guy.
Oh, my God. When he said that line, I wanted to cry.
Damn them.
Stinking humans.
Damn them all to hell.
And the comic relief where it wasn't needed just felt like Star Wars all over again.
Does Tim Burton show his cute little movies to his friends before he decides to, release it to the world?
Dude, but he's the type of guy that no matter who he showed it to, they would go, oh, my God, that's great. That's great, boss.
The only thing that saved that movie was Tim Roth and the special effects. Mark Wahlberg cannot carry a movie if it had a handle on it.
I said Mark Wahlberg couldn't carry a bag of groceries.
He was horrible. The only thing was the special effects.
He was the worst, man.
Tim Roth was good, but he was constantly looking through his eyebrows. He always had his head down. He was looking out of the top of his eyes the whole time with that voice.
Right. He was really good.
I love you, honey bunny.
He was really good.
Okay, this is a robbery.
But the new Nova?
Yeah.
Even though it wasn't based on...
No. Ugh. That chick is hot.
She should have been naked, though.
Should have been more naked,
gooder. For my $850, $950, whatever I'm paying for a movie these days, she should have been topless.
At the end, she kind of looked hot. I'll tell you, though. The movie, Very disappointed.
I liked it because I like Planet of the Apes.
I liked the makeup. I liked the, you know, some of the special effects as far as them jumping around and stuff. It was pretty cool. But this, there was no story to speak of.
Horrible.
Just, like, nothing going on.
Right.
And the ending, I was just like, oh, now people are screaming, shut up, don't say. It was just retarded. You know, they've talked about it in the news, not giving away the ending, which I won't do, don't worry. But they call it like a Twilight Zone type ending.
Let me tell you something right now.
What?
If I get worked up enough, I will.
No.
Because I'm that
pissed
off.
People will tune out.
No, and I'm thinking I need to give away the ending to save these fine folks some money today, Anthony.
No.
Holy S. Why couldn't Tim Burton just take the original Planet of the Apes and followed it line for line and just made it cooler with special effects and better gorilla costumes?
He thought he could revisit it and do a better job just making a completely new movie, which I don't disagree with. I think that could have been cool. But there was nothing, and there were so many loose ends, it was ridiculous.
We both said it. We both said this. It was Back to the Future with apes.
Back to the Future.
It was Back to the Future with apes.
I mean, you talk about, look,
time machines.
I could give every, Marky Mark was Marty McFly.
Yeah.
Marky Mark, Marty McFly. Senator Thade, Tim Roth was Biff.
Biff,
he's
right?
Biff.
Yeah.
He's Biff. The actual ship was the DeLorean. That was your DeLorean.
This is it. Come on.
Bring me the spaceman.
Never said in the movie.
I know.
Well, Marky Mark, you're going to have to work your space pod up to 1,300 gigawatts or gigawatts.
It's called megawatts, and it's 1.2. 1.21.
It was Back to the Future 2. The ending of it revert to Back to the Future 2, where Biff has to go back to 1955. He stole the space, time machine, the DeLorean, goes back to 1955, changes history, so that when Marty McFly comes back from the year 2015 and goes back to 1985, it's a different 1985. Thank you. There's your answer. Whoever saw it and toiled over the ending. That was the ending.
And it's nice to know after 400 years you can just dust off the inside of the spaceship and get some valuable information from it, even though the outside, the spaceship, is like a petrified forest now.
It was so weathered and petrified, yet the sliding glass doors worked.
Right.
You get a storm and your back door sliding glass door doesn't work because there's sand and dirt in it. This thing's been sitting for 400 years or whatever it was.
Hey, a little, they just dusted it off and it's ready to go.
He didn't even dust it off. He shoved his hand in a little thing.
What about the door part where he's just dusting off the control panel?
The monitor. That was great. He's pulling chunks of rock off of the face of the monitor so we could see the computer readout.
Great.
That's good. I spill a rum and coke while I'm on my computer and splash a little on the screen. That's still there. It's still on my screen. This guy's got rocks growing on his monitor.
Tony.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
$70 million, my ass.
Whoa.
That movie made $70 million over the freaking weekend.
It did make $70 million. I saw it in Huntington, and I'll tell you, everyone left the theater like, no one. You could tell when a movie, you know, is disappointing when people just walk out. You know,
that's why they did that ending. So you were too confused to go, that sucked. Like, no one walked out going, that sucked. You walk out like you just got stunned. Or you just got, like, gassed or something. Everyone was just like, huh? What? But then Major Nelson, he came in, but then all of a sudden he's back. You're all confused. You're too confused to say, that sucked.
Here's a sign when you know you're in a bad movie, when you constantly go to the person next to you that you went with and say, hey, are you awake?
Did she steal your blankie?
The only good... Guys, one more point.
Hold on. I couldn't bring the blankie because, it's the first week of Planet of the Apes. It was packed.
Yeah.
My late night movie was packed. Couldn't bring the blankie.
Yeah, every theater was packed.
Go ahead, Tony.
Dude, two things. The only thing that made it worth it for me was the human chick with the big bobos, man.
They should have got her in sexier outfits.
Should have got her wetter with the gorilla who was spraying down Heston.
That
would have been nice.
They should have had the famous hose scene with that girl.
Hose him down. They didn't treat him as badly as they treated him in the original.
Hey, Ope, in your theater, did they pull an Animal House? Because food was flying at that effing screen, man, and we pulled an Opie on the way out. We ruined it for about 5,000 people waiting online.
You tools.
We're like, F all of you. The movie bit.
All right, cool. Thanks,
later,
Tony.
Fellas.
Thank God for Chris Christopherson's pivotal role in the movie that really changed the face of the whole movie. What a useless guy that was to have in there.
He dies and no one cares.
No one cares.
No one cared.
You didn't figure out who the hell he was. I think he was the hot chick's father.
Yeah.
But was it?
Yeah.
She didn't seem to care that he died either. No one cared about anybody.
And who was the Zira character?
Oh, what's her name there?
Here's something. Can you explain why she wants to help the humans?
Janet Jackson. Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, why? But well, she seems to be some type of animal activist, like we have here on Earth.
But once you explain,
there are some humans that are don't like it the way we treat some animals. So there were some apes that don't like the way they treat humans. But explain, like, why, how, who, exactly?
They could have went a little deeper with that.
Maybe
there's something that happened in her past where she has this sensitivity toward humans or something.
And then they had him as house servants, but then they had him as animals and. They were treating them like dirt, but then they had them in their house, handling their food. I didn't get that.
Dave, what's going on?
Hey, guys, what's happening? The movie Blue.
I thought so, man. I knew it was going to, though.
Hey, I'm telling you, dude sitting in front of me fell asleep. He was actually snoring. It was a riot.
A lot of people were asleep in the theater I was at.
And how come the woman that was the human rights activist, why does she have a British accent? What was up with that?
I don't know.
I mean, weak. Just totally weak.
All right. Thank you.
Sorry.
I hear Big Kev's question about Planet of the Apes.
Oh, where are we going? All right,
Big Kev.
Hey, what's up?
Now, I finally saw it.
Uh-huh.
What's the question?
Where'd the horses come from?
See, a lot of people had these, like, little loose ends. There were horses. Now, supposedly, the apes got there because of what happened in the movie, this big spaceship crash thing. There were no horses on the ship.
And they said the planet was abandoned.
Right. Nothing there except what the spaceship brought. And all of a sudden there's horses. Ugh, ridiculous.
Hey, you already covered my favorite part of the movie, which was when Chris Christopherson met a timely demise.
Timely.
That's very timely.
It couldn't have happened quicker.
I know.
Kev, that's your only question? Where do the horses come from?
No, that's the only one I'm going to
ask. How about the chick getting over her fear of water within seconds, and the rest of the monkeys and apes can't figure that one out?
No, that's the only question I want to ask, because I don't even give a crap enough to ask any other questions.
All right. Thanks, Big Kev.
Yeah. Later. Now, Helena Bonham Carter, she's an ape, and they have this huge fear of water. They cannot even go near the water. So the humans use it to their advantage and, like, ride horses and swim across this river, and the apes don't follow them, Opie. How about that? Meanwhile, Helena Bonham Carter is on Dirk Diggler's back as they're swimming across the river. Now, she's petrified, but she did cross the lake. And found that she was no worse for wear.
Right.
You think these big, badass gorillas and apes can't suck it up and muster up the courage to cross the water on horseback or on a boat or something?
Another observation about the movie. Who's the guy from The Green Mile? What's his name again? One of the main characters?
The big guy from The Green Mile.
Anthony Michael Clark.
Duncan. Anthony Michael Hall, Duncan Clark.
Anyone else notice that all his lines were spoken through like a Halloween mask?
Yes.
He sounded like Marv Albert.
Yes.
No, it sounded like he was talking through a Halloween mask. Tim, it's not working. Hello.
Yeah.
Dub his lines or something.
This is what you're hearing as he's going after the spaceman.
What?
He had a little Darth Vulgar to his voice, too.
Awful. Ridiculous.
Awful.
Awful movie.
Awful.
Like I said, I just liked the fact that it was Planet of the Apes and they updated the costumes and the makeup.
Rick loved
That's it.
Rick loved
well,
it.
Rick,
loved it.
You will know Rick will love every
with
crappy
back,
movie.
I didn't say I loved it. I said better
it.
Than I thought it was going to be.
You liked
because
it.
Because everything going into it said this is going to suck.
Stinky
so when you
liked
go there
it.
Expecting for it to suck, and it doesn't really suck that bad.
Get Stinky in here, too.
Earl liked it.
Earl liked it. Earl liked it. With all the cheesy lines, can we all just get along?
And then the original Planet of the Apes lines that they incorporated in, where Michael Anthony Hall Duncan Clark guy says
yeah.
Get your stinking hands off me, you damn dirty human.
Yeah.
Ugh. Don't
so
rehash
cheesy,
it.
Man.
And Charlton Heston laying in his deathbed, damn them! Damn them all to hell! And then he just croaks right there.
Damn them! Damn me, you! Them all to hell! What am I, an ape? The funny thing is, I've aged so badly they needed no makeup. I look like a goddamn monkey. My line sucked. That was awful. I didn't need a loincloth in this one, for my scrotum looks like a loincloth, so stretched and weathered by time and gravity and the elements. Look at my yam bag. It looks like rawhide. Yuck. I get a scene laying in bed. Great. Ooh, thanks for throwing me a bone, you tool. And why did I have to give an anti-gun message? Everyone knows I love guns. Humans. Humans. Their intelligence goes hand in hand with their cruelty. Didn't Dr. Zaya say that to me? I'm no stupid. I remember that. And I'm senile. What movie was this? Oh, yes, Planet of the Apes. I thought it was the remake of Omega Man. And I was saying, why am I wearing a monkey mask? People! Soylent Green is people! Soylent! What? Oh, sorry, Tim. I thought it was Ben-Hur. Oh, that's from... What? Where am I? How many laps on this chariot do I have to make it? Damn you! Damn you, Tim Burton! This movie sucks! Damn you to hell! Let my people go. Oh, wait. I'm an ape. That's stupid. My people are free.
I had Nova in the original. Nova. I taught you to smile. She was on the back of my horse, giving me the reach around. And now look at this one. I got nothing. I lay in a bed. I talk about a gun. And I talk about it like I hate guns. I love guns. From my cold, dead hand.
Yeah, did anyone else notice Paula Abdul's cameo? With that, what was that big...
The big orangutan guy.
Yeah.
Whatever he was.
Paula Abdul.
Paula Abdul swinging from the chandelier topless with her furry can.
Funniest scene, man, when she's getting ready for sex.
That was Tim Burton's squeeze there, Lisa Marie.
Eddie Trunk, what's up?
What's up, guys? I just had a
Saturday Night Rocks.
What's that?
Saturday Night Rocks.
Absolutely.
What's up, Betty?
I just had to tell you, I'm a huge Planet of the Apes fan.
Who would win
original.
In a fight, Planet of the Apes or Kiss?
What?
I just want to know who would win in a fight, four of the Planet of the Apes or Kiss with their superpowers?
I don't know. That would make a good movie, I guess. Maybe that'd be the next Kiss movie. I don't know. But I had to tell you.
How does Whitesnake fit into this whole Planet of the Apes thing, Eddie?
Listen, I came in Saturday. And first of all, Earl told me he loved the film, and I had just come from seeing it. I couldn't believe what
I
was hearing.
Earl, why did you love the film?
It made Earl feel empowered.
What? Earl, why did you love the film, really?
The whole movie's a goof. If you walk in with no expectations, you'll love the movie.
Oh, great. You walk in with no expectations, everything rules.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's the dumbest statement I ever heard.
When I'm plunking down $8.50, I don't go to the theater with no expectations.
No expectations.
I'm expecting an effing lot.
And when you have an original movie, you expect something.
Planet of the Apes, my friend. I've been waiting for this for years.
That's how Earl talks to the boss. When you have no expectations of what I do, I rule.
So maybe he just looks at his movies the same way.
Then you're doing
Come on, Earl. No expectations. It's Planet of the Apes. It wasn't like some movie you didn't know, what it was going to be about.
I wasn't expecting any deep, heavy movie. I was just going and watching it as a goof, and that's what I did. And I had a good time.
A goof, Earl. It was 32 years people waited for this.
For this goof.
I know. What are you talking about, Earl?
With no expectations.
What I was calling to tell you guys, though, is, last night I was watching that Ebert and Roper at the movies.
Yeah.
And Richard Roper actually said that this film was better than the original.
Holy. How much money did he get paid to say that?
I have no idea. The other thing that was amazing I wanted to tell you real quick was that Entertainment Weekly had a great point. They were talking about the chick that played the Nova character, and they were saying that it's the first time that 32 years has passed and the character was actually wearing more clothing than the one in the original 32 years ago.
Yeah. They should have had her in less clothes.
I think she has a birth defect or something.
No, I've seen her in less clothes on the websites. She is hot.
And she was actually the original girl. Linda Harrison was actually in this film for 2 seconds, if you saw her.
She was?
Yeah, she was in one of the cages being carted away, and they had a quick shot of, like, a cameo of her, like, as they were moving away in the car.
Gravity's a bitch.
O.S.
Eddie Trunk, how did Ronnie James Dio like the movie?
I don't know, man. I'll see if I can get back to you on that.
All right, man.
All right, man.
Thank you, Eddie.
See you guys.
Eddie Trunk does Saturday Night Rocks here in New York.
That's right.
Does a good job with that.
Earl.
Why did you like the movie? Seriously.
There you go.
No expectations. What else?
Because it was free.
That too.
Oh, he went to the free screening? Free, like my people. Let them go.
Jay, what's going on?
Free them from Pharaoh.
Yeah. Hey, what's up?
Hey, Jay.
Well, I knew it was bad when you leaned over to me 8 times during the movie to say, dude, are you awake?
Oh, this is Jay. Yeah. Oh, Jay. What's up, Jay?
Jay.
No, that chick was hot, man.
Yeah.
Well, she was smoking hot, but Mary Pickford used to have more lines in her movies.
A Mary Pickford reference. Holy Jesus.
Do you actually consider that, you know, part of her resume?
No.
Don't you have to speak?
No ass.
I had a problem with Chris Christopherson, too.
Yeah.
I don't think that was scripted. I mean, you don't have a big star like that dies in the first 20 minutes. I think he realized the movie was so bad he just killed himself right then and there.
He ran into the ape. No, you're supposed to keep running with your people. Nah, screw this. No, I want out of this mess right now.
I got one more problem.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, did that orangutan ape not have ice in his glass?
Ice, yes.
He had ice in his glass.
He was tinkling ice in the glass.
Where did that come from?
Same place the horses came from.
They didn't have electricity, right?
No.
Yeah, so how did they make ice?
Yeah.
And there wasn't any snow-capped mountains there.
No. So I had a problem with that.
I think they did have electricity in the kitchen. It was all lit up, but you didn't see any fire torches.
No, I saw, like, torches when he cut that one lamp down or whatever it is. That big chandelier thing, it burst into flames.
Wait, didn't
was that electric, though? I don't think so.
No, it wasn't electric.
No.
It wasn't
no.
All
right.
Just 4 small problems.
If they had electric, they wouldn't need those big dopey locks on the human cages with the big dopey key that Dirk Diggler could pick with his schlong. In 2 seconds, he was through that one.
All right, Jay.
Take it easy.
Hey. Larry, Jay.
There he goes, Jay.
Our buddy Jay. Look at that. Him checking out. It's like the old days.
Matt, what's going on? Hey, Matt.
Matt.
He has a good point, but all right. He says, how the hell did they become gorillas when they all started off as chimps?
Yeah, well, I guess they had some baby gorillas on the and orangutans on the big ship, and they were genetically altered, Opie. That's how they went back to the future.
Back to the future with apes. I'm telling you, man.
Dirk Diggler. Wanna go back in time.
We have to take our first break, and we can continue a little bit on this. I haven't seen one good movie this summer.
We'll put a wire on the clock tower.
Yeah. I am 0 for like 6 at this point.
You hate every movie.
Mummy Returns, Blue.
I like the Mummy Returns.
I like the Mummy Returns.
Except for the kid.
Blue. Yeah.
Didn't like the kid. I liked that. But
you liked Memento, right?
Planet of the Apes.
That was a summer.
And Rick liked chocolate.
And Rick liked the chocolate.
Which is the French title for Planet of the Apes.
The chocolate.
Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Opie and Anthony.
The Robert Downey Jr.'s a radio.
Right.
We can't leave anything alone. Let's hear a mother-daughter queef over the phone.
You maybe. Pick autistic subjects.
Opie and Anthony. Opie and Anthony.
1027 WNEW.
And we're back with the Opie and Anthony show. If you're not in the New York area and you want to get a hold of us, 866-277-4-WOW. Reggie, what's going on? Reggie.
Freddie.
Freddie?
Whatever.
Freddie.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Oh, good, Freddie.
Uncle Freddie.
I just want to say, if you guys are out in Philly, my friend just turned me on to you guys about a month or so ago. You guys are great. Love you guys.
Thank you, Freddie. What do you got?
It's like, okay. Now, the 80s were afraid of water, right? One chick gets on back. Mark Wahlberg's back. The water, whatever.
Couldn't follow his story with the phone line. His phone was all screwy.
Let's try James. James, you're next on the Opie and Anthony show. What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? Maybe you could explain this to me.
Yeah.
They crash on this unknown, desolate planet, right? Yeah. And then Mark Wahlberg, whatever, he goes back to Earth. It's a completely different planet. How come there were apes there? How did that planet, other planet, get affected?
Hey, dopey ass. Didn't you listen to my Back to the Future 2 analogy?
But it's a different planet. He could go back to the future. He'd be on that same planet.
No, he wouldn't. He flew back to Earth. He went through time and space. He went to Earth, back to Earth.
Rent Back to the Future. They explain Planet of the Apes perfectly.
And there's like a million humans all over the place.
No, there's apes, you douchebag. Because Thade got there first. So right back to the future. Thade's Biff.
Marky Mark
Dirk Diggler is Marty McFly. That's it. That's all you got to know.
We explained
the pods, the little space pods, is the DeLorean. It works perfectly if you use that.
Adam, what's up?
Yo, all I want to know is I want to thank you guys.
Why?
About a month ago, ONA, you guys said that this movie was going to be released late. It was going to suck. You guys said Pearl Harbor came out Memorial Day, and then I don't know what came out the 4th, and you guys said this movie was going to bomb, and I'm glad I listened to you.
Dirk Diggler, you have to get to the Enchantment Under the Sea dance.
All right, I'm going to go listen to myself later. So
Dirk Diggler. We're trying to find someone that enjoy the movie, but so far...
He should have just smacked people with Dirk Diggler big, huge junk that he pulled out at the end of the... Boogie Nights? Just start smacking the apes around with this junk. Dirk Diggler.
How bummed are the girls when they finally get Marky Mark in bed and realize that was a prop for the movie?
Marky Mark. What happened, Marky Mark?
Marky Mark, what happened to your junk? I saw the movie. It looked huge. What happened, Mark? You got the Irish curse, Marky Mark.
Brother. All right.
Awful.
Vinny, on the instant feedback, I'm wondering if Bill Clinton is feeling what Mark Wahlberg felt in the movie today.
Oh, ouch.
We got to be really careful how we explain this to everybody.
What? We saw he was today opening up his brand new offices in Harlem. He's up in Harlem now. He was going to get office space right across from our station here in New York at Carnegie Hall, which would have ruled.
Man, I said, son of a bitches, how you doing? Oh, and I'll be up later when you got the lesbian couch.
You guys go to the Crystal Cafe. I'll go with you. I need to fight tea myself.
Hey, baby Ray Ray, could you get me a Snapple?
You know, it would have been great.
You would have been in our neighborhood.
But he bowed to the pressure that it was costing too much money for some reason. I don't know. And he went up to Harlem.
He called his buddy Charlie Rangel and said, hey, yo. What's up, my nigga? Can I get some office space up here, yo? Yeah, I hear that.
I love the guy. Yeah, he's fantastic. But now, you know, watching him give his speech in Harlem, there was not one white person around him on the stage or in the audience. The only white people were the reporters that were reporting it. Swear to God. And you were watching him, and after going to the movies this weekend, all I could imagine was him going, my pod just crashed in the river up here. And what happened? What happened? I tore my spacesuit, and I got to get back somehow. I don't know what happened. Well, that's what they're instant feedbacking, Opie. Why do the bone dry? Yeah. Bone dry.
What does he need an office for anyway?
What, Clinton?
Hey, Old Dirty, what?
It works better when you're talking to him.
Oh,
mic.
Yeah, no doubt. Yo, well, number one, what does he need an office for?
He's a big businessman.
What's he doing?
He's giving speeches.
No, he needs that office so he can get a little action.
You know what I'm
get
saying?
Get some tail.
That's the little love nest right, up honey. There, uptown.
You don't sit. Big old desk, I'm going to bang your fat ass right on.
This guy has been in New York probably a couple dozen times since leaving office. We have not seen him with his wife once.
Oh, no.
And she is the senator
From New York.
From New York.
He gave some cockamamie excuse today. You know, the junior senator from New York would have loved to have been here. He didn't. He never said Hillary today.
Yeah.
In his speech. Didn't say it. He goes, the junior senator in Chelsea would have loved to have been here today, but there was her homework got eaten by the dog or something.
Like he came up with some lame excuse. But it's an excuse every time. She is never with this guy anymore. Now he's got his posh office space. I'm going to get me some of that tanned ass. Let me tell you, I'm going to ride that tanned ass.
Hey, Ben, you still there?
He loves
it. Yeah.
What's up?
Yo, y'all doodle, y'all doodle.
Yay.
Does the OPNT drinking game apply when Anthony does an impression of Opie? Let'sBunch.com.
When did I do an impression of Opie? No, if I did an impression of Opie, no, would not. You wouldn't have to.
Wow, we got a lot of tools calling in today for some reason. You guys usually help us out nicely.
Yeah.
Anthony, we got some clips of the president in Harlem.
Real clips.
Real clips. Here we go. Right.
Now I feel like I'm home. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah. How people used to clean up the White House were black.
I want to thank my pal Cicely Tyson for being here today. She did a great job under not the easiest circumstances. Maybe we should give her another acting award.
What? Another acting award or something like that? Hey, shut up. I don't have my speechwriters no more. An acting award or maybe a Golden Globe. Like, what is he? I think he means Academy Award.
And when while this was going on in the background, you know, I'm answering email and I'm kind of listening with a half an ear, and they're bringing these people one by one up to welcome the president to Harlem.
Yeah.
I swear to God, I even turned to either Ben or Stinky. I go, why is Whoopi Goldberg going on the stage and doing like 10 or 12 different characters? Swear to God, I didn't even realize it was for real.
Yeah,
I
really thought it was a show again.
I thought it was just Whoopi Goldberg doing, you know, all these different voices.
No.
More audio?
I want to thank Charlie Rangel. I never will forget.
Yeah.
I was sitting one morning in South Florida, and I picked up the phone, and I called Charlie, and I said, you think you could find me some office space in Harlem? He said, did the sun come up this morning?
You think you could find me some office space in Harlem?
24 hours, here we were.
And I went, oh, damn, it did it.
In 24 hours? What took him so long?
You think you can find me some office space in Harlem, yo? Because I need office space that's off the hook, yo.
He ain't nothing but a hillbilly motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well.
He's a true hillbilly. He probably make moonshine and all that.
I'll tell you, though, you got to give the guy credit. He does. He embraces and loves the black community. He really does, and like, really loves, let me tell you.
Likes the chitlins and the pig's feet.
No, he likes some booty. He likes some of the black booty.
He likes little...
I really think so.
Little brown sugar.
Yeah, baby.
All right, here's more audio of the former president talking about his wife, Anthony.
Yeah.
I also want to bring you greetings from two people who are not here. New York's junior senator... And our daughter, Chelsea, had to stay in Washington today because my mother-in-law had surgery this morning, and we couldn't reschedule that, so I ask for your prayers for her, and I want you to know they're thinking of you. And now New York has two great senators. I'm proud of both of them.
Oh, he's got to kiss her fat, white, dimpled ass every second now. Every second he's got to bring her up. But he didn't even say her name.
Yeah, she's the one who's bringing home the paychecks. Huh?
Yeah, no way. Did you hear this? Did you read the paper? Bill Clinton keeps $1 million in his basic checking account. It said he was a whiz in the White House, but he's not too much of a whiz on how to invest his money. $1 million, you know, your checking account doesn't pay you anything. It's trash. It's in there to write checks on. And you know how they found this out? I read this on Drudge over the weekend. Someone that works for the Post was with him when he went to the ATM to take some money out. Beep, beep, beep. Oh, I'm a password. Beep, beep, beep. And looked and saw the balance and says, you have $1 million some odd in your account.
Amazing.
He keeps it in his checking. I need some money.
That's a hillbilly move right there. Right?
I'm surprised he doesn't have the passbook. Could I withdraw $10 from my million here? Make sure you stamp my passbook.
Sergeant Rob, what's up?
Hey, what's up, O&A?
Hey.
Hey, if Phil's so right at home in Harlem, why all the police and Secret Service protection up there, right?
He gets that everywhere.
Yeah,
hey, and you know why Hillary wasn't there? Because she was afraid of all the brothers. They haven't seen a fine piece of white ass up in there in a long time.
Oh, come on. I think they like Hillary's ass. Jay checking in says, mother-in-law had surgery. Didn't she die in another excuse once?
Yeah. My mother-in-law had surgery. On her leg because she had a car accident and she hurt her eye and she had an eye patch on and she took it off and there was no scar, so we fired her. My mother-in-law. Yo, my mother-in-law is so fat. Showtime at the Apollo.
Yo, he's probably going to show up over at the Apollo.
Oh, wouldn't that be great?
For amateur night.
He comes out, and who's that? Sandman comes out and grabs him with the hook and then wipes off the log. He's stinking up the joint.
Let me tell, no, yo.
You notice he's sounding more southern now that he's out of the White House?
Yeah. I call up Charlie Wrangler. Goddamn, let me tell you something. I said, you get me a goddamn automobile up there in Harlem?
Let's hear some more audio from Clinton's little trip to Harlem today.
Hillary called me about 10 minutes before I came out here to make sure I was going to say the right thing.
Yeah, that's why.
Do the right thing and tell you how miserable she is. She's not here with you.
Oh, how miserable she is. Right. You could have stopped them for that.
Somebody drop her a note and tell her I gave a good account of myself today. Will you do that?
Will you do that?
He's telling them to write Hillary a note saying Bill did a good job. Oh, my God. This poor guy is so whipped. You know what? He's one of the most powerful men in the world still. He's making money hand over fist doing these speeches. He goes somewhere, makes over $1 million just to open his yap at some of these events. And he still has to kiss that cauliflower ass of Hillary everywhere he goes. You know, Hillary would have loved to have been here, but she's just a C, and I hate her. I mean, oh, damn.
Tell her to write me a note.
Write a note. Tell her I done good, please. You don't know what it is to live with this bitch. Please just say I done good and I wasn't touching none of your black asses. Please, could you please tell her that?
That's his alibi.
Oh, yeah. Yes, he had an alibi. Hey, I was giving a speech, and now you write. And please write in your note that I was in public doing a speech between 8 and 10 last night, because I really need that. And are there any good doctors for venereal disease around here? Because I feel a little itchy, and the dripping's starting, and it's stinging.
All right, more audio of Clinton.
I am honored to be in Harlem, in New York City, in New York State.
United States on
you
the earth.
You voted for me in 1992 and 1996. You voted for Hillary in 2000. You were there on the darkest days and the best days. And I want you to know I want to be a good neighbor in Harlem on the best days and the dark days for all the people who live here.
That's a little racist.
Shouldn't be using the word dark.
Oh.
Oh, like you're not thinking it, Doc.
I'm here on the dark days.
Wow, I wonder what floor he's on in that building.
Yeah.
He took the high ground, right? Yeah.
I'm moving on up. I want some things on the roof that go, ag-ag-ag-ag-ag. Pay me money.
Dick. Dick.
Bill loves, he loves New York, though. He really does. He's out partying all the time. He was with Elizabeth Hurley, seen recently with Elizabeth Hurley. He was hanging with you two, drinking at some bar.
This guy's got the life. Hey, Bono, I got $1 million in my goddamn checking account. What you got? What you got? You know, I really like Joshua Tree, but Pop sucked. You just see him hanging out, though? Hey, Liz, come here. Sit on my lap. Would you like to be on the presidential staff? Let me just unzip my fly. He's great, man. Hang on, you two.
Oh,
hey, Edge, come here. Give me that. Let me show you how you should have played that line.
He is having the time of his life.
He looks good, too. He looks like he lost weight. He looks younger now.
We were talking about that. It looks like he's definitely keeping himself in better health. And he doesn't have the stress and pressure of the press looking at everything he does.
True.
Woo! I love when this comes on the jukebox. Hey, Bono, you want another Guinness? Come on, pussy, drink up. You're a fag, man. I'm already down 12 of these goddamn things. You see Liz Hurley's back there. You, I bet you, hey, come here, Bono. I bet you I tagged that ass before the end of the night. I bet you. But now you guys got to back me up because that C Hillary catches me doing this. It's going to be hell to pay.
The call here for Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton?
No, Taylor, I'm not here. I just left, though. I just left.
Alcoholic! Sally Creeper!
Hanging with you, too. This guy's living it. Oh, you know, and he's really the first president, because years ago, the president got out of office. He was an old bastard, and that was it.
Were gone. That's
this guy
sick.
Just, I'm tagging. Hey, baby, I was the president.
Yeah, he came
and
to
you know
New York.
I like the BJs.
And he came to New York. He can't run away from the press up here. They're going to be parked up in front of his office all day.
But he can get it. Look at what he is. He's the former president. Very likable guy.
Yeah.
And all the girls know what he loves sexually. He's in. Like, they walk up to him just with their mouths open. Come on. Get in line. Look, Bono, I'm getting more than you. And you're the singer, you too. Another Guinness. Another round of Guinness. Faggot. Come on. Drink up, faggot.
I know.
Come here, Charlie Rangel. What you doing?
I know the independent contractors up in Harlem ain't feeling his presence, though. Too much secret service.
A lot of federales up there federales. Now,
yeah, but he's not going to be up there a lot.
Of course, he's going to be in his office, right?
No. I think he's going to go to his office every day.
Every day.
Reagan did.
Chappaqua.
What else is he going to do? I'm just going to sit home and scratch my butt crack. You know, he goes to the office to make it look like he's doing things. He travels a lot, but I think when he's home, he's going to be in his office.
He's been traveling the world. He should be the new host of Wild on the E! Channel.
That would be good, right?
Yeah. I'm in Bombay.
Look at me. I'm in Bombay. This is great. We're going to take you to some of the strip clubs I got here. This is great. We're going to see 9-year-old boys that do everything. We're going to see girls that shoot darts out of there and they could hit a balloon on your head, I swear to God.
Imagine if he was the host of Wild On.
That'd rock.
Hugest ratings in TV history.
Girl shoots a dart out of there, and the Secret Service just pounces on her. Drop it. Drop the veg.
We have more audio of Clinton's little visit to Harlem today.
You know, when I was a little boy,
I had sickle cell anemia.
Marcus Garvey and Langston Hughes. The Abyssinian Baptist Church and the Apollo Theater.
There you go.
And I dreamed when I was a young musician that one day I might be like Louis Armstrong and Ella Fitzgerald and Duke Ellington.
Dead in black.
Well,
oh my God,
I never made it to play at the Apollo, but I have eaten at Sylvia's.
Yeah! Duckies, whole food kid. What?
Yeah.
Yo, Bill.
And I ain't dead yet. I may play there yet before it's over.
Oh, my God. If he picks up that effing saxophone and trots out on that stage, gonna act out.
All right.
I think it's they close. Out of that.
Nice. That was a marginal F.
Be nice.
It's just hilarious how southern he sounds.
I know.
Just putting all those words together there. No,
I'm being
no
nice.
More.
It's just he doesn't sound like the kind of guy. He is definitely sincere. I am giving it to him 100%. The guy's sincere.
What?
But as far as this concerned, no, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying everything he said is sincere. But, you know, it just looks silly. When you see they brought a band out after he was done with his speech, and they start playing, and Bill Clinton starts doing that stupid white guy clapping dance thing to, like, some real soulful music that's going on stage. And what's his name? That
Charles Schumer.
Oh, he's Chuck Schumer is out there, and he's clapping his hands and trying to look cool, and it looks so stupid. It just doesn't look good.
No.
Fake, right?
Yeah.
Fake.
Like that movie that Steve Martin was in, man. What was his name?
The Jerk.
Jerk.
Yeah, and he's the white guy trying to fit in with his black family.
It does. That's what Clinton's like now.
I was born a poor black man.
I think Clinton's going to run a prostitute house up in that office.
I told your ass to get back to 125th. Don't come back here with no money.
You holding out on me, ho?
Come on, you know you're my favorite, bitch. Come on. Who you go home to?
Let me go to Uncle John.
I got me a fat hoopty. It's like the General Lee.
Oh, don't go up there with that Confederate flag.
General Lee.
Uncle John.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Could you picture Clinton on stage, the Apollo, and that guy in a clown suit comes out with a club and starts beating him off the stand?
Yeah. Sandman comes out.
Hey, what you doing? What you doing over there? Oh, that'd be hysterical, man.
He beats him off the stage with a cane and then wipes the log off.
Nice.
Thank you, guys.
We have a couple more clips.
Just one more.
Hi. One more. This is Bill doing some shtick, right?
Two more.
Is this one good?
Yeah.
I'll try. Go ahead.
You know, when you're not president anymore, people look at you funny when you walk by them in the airport. They say things like, "You look just like Bill Clinton." Or, "Didn't you used to be Bill Clinton?" As if you couldn't possibly exist without all that other stuff, you know.
He's using the proper phonics.
I doubt he's just walking through airports. Come on, who is he kidding?
Meanwhile, if he did that material at the Apollo Theater, it would look like they electrified the chairs. You ever see someone when they got a comic in the Apollo that's really hot? And everyone starts laughing. I swear to God, it looks like they just jolted about 50,000 volts through every seat. Everyone just... everyone just explodes. Boom!
All right, one more clip.
Or maybe they'd run up to the stage like when Joe was performing up there or something. All the chicks, "Oh, it's Joe! God damn, I see Joe up close." And they all, like, run toward the stage.
Let me find out you were watching last Saturday.
I watch Showtime at the Apollo every week, man.
What?
Hell yeah. It's a funny show.
I love that stuff.
I love, like, when the people bomb. Yeah. I love when they come out and bomb. And the chicks in the audience start doing the stuff where they take both hands straight up in the air, and then wave them over like they're waving a 747 off of the tarmac.
Get off the stage.
Get off.
I like when they make fun of Whitey myself.
Oh, that's always fun.
They do that a lot, though.
Hell, they do it a lot.
No, not anymore. I like the guys that come out and go, "Yo, what do you do, man?" "I'm a dancer." Yeah.
And you hear everybody in the crowd go, "Oh, man."
"I'm going to do a little dance for you tonight here at the Apollo." And the guy is like just a flaming fag. Gets out there, starts doing these dances. And the people are like, "Get off the stage." Once again, the 767's over to the air. Get off the tarmac.
Hey, Joe, what's up?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Clinton just sounds like a blabbering idiot without his speechwriters.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of tough listening to him. It's the new casual Clinton. I don't need no speechwriter.
I'm a regular guy.
He's a regular guy now. I'm in the airport, and people are like, "Hey, didn't you used to be Bill Clinton?" Goddamn, yeah, I guess I was.
Later, guys. Thank you, Rolf.
Like his protocol, people probably told him, "You got to keep the southern accent down to a minimum, Mr. Clinton."
But oh, when he was, yeah.
Oh, it's all over now.
Let's get the last clip on, because we got to take a break.
Yeehaw.
We have a band that's going to rock and roll today for us,
man. Yeah.
Nice.
All right, which one is this? Just whatever, more Clinton, okay.
"Harlem always struck me as a place that was human and alive. Where there was a rhythm to life and a song in the heart.
Yeah.
Where no matter how bad it was, people held up their heads and went on.
Hold your head up, boy.
And where when things got good,
that's right,
people were grateful and cared about their neighbors.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. You were always there for me.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, you were.
And I will try be there for you.
Oh, yeah.
And together,
preach,
we can be there for all of our neighbors around the block, around the country, and around the world.
I love Bill.
Thank you. God bless you. I feel at home. Thank you.
He just said nothing. He needs a speechwriter.
I gotta say, people held their heads up high. It's great. And, I'm here and whatever.
There was nothing in that.
Hillary, junior senator, and Chelsea, and bum leg
on the mother-in-law.
What a hack. He's doing plane jokes. How about them aircraft peanuts? I gotta tell you, what's with the peanuts?
Allison and Coach, and but there's no leg room there, let me tell you. Thank you, thank you. I'm going to be at Caroline's this weekend.
With the Iron Sheik.
We're going to have the Iron Sheik here today, I think.
We going to get the Iron Sheik?
I don't know.
All right, we're working on it. Line that up. Bill Clinton, I hear, is joining the Kings of Comedy Tour. Is that true?
Ain't it funny how white people walk? What's with that walk on the white people? Like they got a stick up their butt or something. Damn!
Oh, Larry.
Yeah, what's up, guys?
Hey.
This guy never stops with women. I read in some paper that he went to some country and one of the girls came up to him and she asked for an autograph. He signed it, gave him the autograph back, and she said, can I have a hug? And as he's hugging her, he's saying, you deserve more than that, baby.
Oh, man.
All right, guys. Good luck.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you gotta love that, though.
Maybe I should approach the former president and see if he wants to open up a personal account with myself.
The bank
free
OG.
Delivery, you know what I'm saying?
I got $1 million.
Hey, Fred, what's up?
Hey, I just flew in from Washington, and boy, my arms hurt. You people are great. You're just great people.
That's what you can get on my new CD, Bill Clinton's comedy CD. And let me tell you, hey, at least it's not Norris, okay?
Bill Clinton, I'm killing over here.
Nice. Fantastic. Bill Clinton. Mm-hmm. Can't wait.
Right.
Can't wait for more Clinton sound clips and news now that his offices are right there up in Harlem.
He's right uptown, kid.
Yeah.
There you go.
Is our band ready today?
Not yet. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to rock today a little bit, man. Jim Norton in the studio, Old Dirty, Cowbell Bill.
It's the deal.
And we're just getting started, so.
National number, 866-277-4WOW.
Hey, Crack Whore, this is Norm MacDonald, Crack Whore, and you're Crack Whore listening to Opie, Crack Whore, and Anthony. Crack Whore.
Opie and Anthony, 1027 WNEW.
And we're back with the O&A show. 877-692-1027 if you're in the New York area and you want to get a hold of us in studio today. A bunch of our pals. Cowbell Bill.
Yo.
Old Dirty.
Yeah.
Jim Norton.
And a band that's going to rock your socks off in a few minutes.
Here, open that door. They're like...
Sound check.
Yeah, they're doing a sound check.
As loud as F out there.
The building's going to hate us. Also, the Playboy's out with Jerry from Survivor 2.
Yo, where's the
Wait, you can't find her?
Yeah.
Yeah, that always sucks about Playboy. You try to find something in there, you can never find it.
Yo, this body been airbrushed, kid.
Yeah, huh?
I'm not digging that.
I'm not feeling that.
Still don't cut it.
You don't like the breasts?
Nah, look at those things, OD.
You can hang your coat off those nips.
Oh,
she got the big, gnarly, pinky tip nip things going.
That's all right, though.
And, you guys are out of your minds.
What's the problem?
Very right? Solid.
Right?
No. Right, you know something?
Jim, I'm not taking your word. I've seen what you go after.
Jim, I'm not denying the fact you'd throw that down after a night hanging out at a bar or something like that. Yeah, and that would be a nice catch. But we're talking Playboy.
It's all right.
In Swank, she would be a killer.
She'd be a hit.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, Playboy, you're now putting yourself against... Look at the centerfold, OD. Turn to the centerfold. Now you tell me something.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's
Playboy. That's Playboy.
Right. Oh, no doubt. No, I see.
You got to put her in a magazine where the next shot is a disgusting hair-filled cave shot. You know what I mean? One of those big, stretchy pictures.
I can't get past the teeth thing. They look all grinded down and stuff.
Hers?
Yeah, something's going on.
You're looking
on
at her teeth. I got to be honest, I didn't notice her teeth.
I noticed it.
I wasn't looking at the toothpices.
I noticed it during the show.
What's up with her toothpices, yo?
Hey, what's up?
Kimmy.
Hey.
Our pal is on the line. Kimmy from Survivor.
What's going on?
Kimmy, you could have done a much better job in Playboy. Why didn't you go for it?
We've seen you naked.
I know you.
you have, but if you look at her boobs in Playboy, and you guys have seen my boobs, her boobs look like as big as mine. You know?
But they're not quite as perky.
Yeah, she's, I don't know. I mean, it looks good. I mean, it's a very simple kind of spread. I mean, I think, like, the background is kind of boring, but she looks good against the blue.
She's all right. Jim, you've seen both girls naked now. Who has the hotter body, Kimmy from Survivor or Jerry?
Kimmy definitely has the hotter body, but I like Jerry better because I still think I have a shot at banging Jerry.
Oh, you totally turned
no,
Kimmy off?
No, definitely hotter. No, she's definitely
Kimmy, where you been? Why do you say you're going to come down and then you don't show up?
Well, you know what it was? My little niece had some little problems. She had
my little niece had
but she's
a problem.
Okay, we found out.
She got what?
What happened to her?
She was having, like, these really bad headaches and everything, and she had to, like, go have an MRI and some CAT scans and everything, but it turns out that she's okay. My sister just called me. But, you know, she's four, so.
No, I'm glad she's doing okay.
Yeah, but.
And that wasn't me laughing this time.
And I'll take responsibility for that. I thought she was 18.
She's almost old enough for you. She's four.
You cure that by smashing their head on the corner of a porcelain sink.
but no, I'm going to come in like a week or so because I did a photo shoot for Edge magazine where it's a little bit, you know, I kept my clothes on, but it's a little bit racy and fun and playful.
Racy,
yeah, baby.
Kimmy, you weren't even approached by Playboy?
Playboy had talked to us through CBS, and yes, I was one of the people that they talked to.
So why didn't you take it off?
We all know you're not shy.
honestly, I think that the money that they were coming out with, I'd like to get, you know, do something more serious.
How much they offer?
They were starting in the area of about $300,000, and that's really not, like, a lot of money.
Yeah, you need a pimp to work that.
Exactly. I mean, even if they were doing, like, $400,000 or so, I mean, after taxes and everything, it's really not that much money.
Take it and run. What are you doing?
Yeah.
What did the Edge thing give you? Edge magazine.
A good time, baby.
And no money?
We haven't even heard of The Edge.
Yeah. I know. It's a new magazine. It's only been out a couple months.
Did they give you $200,000?
I did it in Vegas, so I went out to Vegas.
Did they give you $200,000?
No, but I kept my clothes on.
Yeah, but what's the deal? Who cares?
Kimmy, you have morals all of a sudden?
No. You know what? It's because I want to do something, you know, hosting a wildlife or environmental show or something. So for me, if I did Playboy, I have to wait a couple years until I'm really, really worth something, and then I can ask for $1 million.
You know, Jerry is pretty desperate. She wants to be famous so effing bad. And then she's like, all right, I'll go for the Playboy thing right away.
What do you want? What kind of nature show you want to do? Like the crocodile hunter?
Yeah, I want to be out in the dingo. No, I'd really, that's what I went to school for and everything. And I want to do something with wildlife or environmental documentaries.
All right, we'll get you in a magazine where you can do a pig or something. No? It's not the kind of wildlife thing you want to do?
Right, well, PETA asked me.
Have you with a pony.
PETA asked me to do it. Like,
remember that clip?
Campaign with the pig.
We'll have you do the new horse gag video. who hasn't downloaded the horse gag video? And right at the point where she goes, just laugh their yam bags off.
It's like a spit take from a vaudeville comedy.
Kimmy, what'd you say about PETA?
Oh, PETA wanted me to pose with a pig for a Go Vegetarian campaign.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's wow, that's just as big as being in Playboy.
Yeah, you're on your way to the top, baby.
No, but I
those
think that
moves.
When you guys see the pictures that I did in Edge magazine, you guys will actually like them.
Can we spank to them, you think? Are they spank worthy?
I think they're spankable. Some of them are definitely spankable because it was so funny because I was in Vegas when we did the photo shoot, and in some of the shots I'm wearing lingerie, and we were just running around Vegas, like jumping out of the car, having the pictures taken, and then like jumping back in the car because you're not supposed to do like, you know, commercial photography in Vegas. Right.
What type of shenanigans were going on there?
All kinds of no good nonsense.
You pipe down over there, Norton. You just pipe down.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
For the love of Eve.
Oh, gosh.
What do you think you're doing over there?
But it was so funny because I was wearing like these big, huge, like, F me pumps.
Yeah.
And little shorts.
Is that big mouth of yours nice and open?
Oh, yeah, a couple of them are open.
That's good. I like when you open that up.
Oh, yeah.
But just like walking through the casinos, like we were walking through Paris and the Bellagio and stuff, and I had like four or five guys with me, and I had like my hair all done. I had like really like big makeup on. You guys know I don't like wear tons of makeup. And I was just, like, walking around, and everybody's head was turning, like, oh, my God, who is this? She's a sinner. And it's like people were taking their small children out of the hotel. Don't look at
in
her.
In Vegas?
In Vegas. They're used to seeing that crap.
Yeah.
But not like, just, like, through the casino.
Did you have sexual intercourse with anybody that night?
No, I did not.
Jesus. Why not?
When was the last time you had sex, Kimmy? Didn't know.
What do you think? What time is it? A couple hours ago.
Really?
What
celebrity's life did you ruin this time?
Be nice to me.
Any celebrities recently hitting on you?
Oh, can I tell you a funny story?
Absolutely.
You know who I actually ran into the other last week twice?
Oh. Kevin James?
Kevin James.
What did he say?
You know, nothing. We just kind of like looked at each other. No, but it was funny because one night he was up at Wall Street. And it was just really funny because we ended up just, like, talking to each other. And I'm like, I didn't tell everybody that we were doing it.
Oh, what did he say?
He's like.
Did he believe you?
Yeah. I think that he was a little surprised.
Kimmy has never officially admitted that she did Kevin James.
I will admit that she did Kevin James.
But I'm
based on all the facts.
Kimmy?
What?
Did you do Kevin James?
Yeah.
Got it.
Right?
Yeah, like, just admit it.
Yeah, just press
I
it.
I did not do Kevin James.
Oh, now she's totally backing down.
You couldn't say that the whole day you were here. You couldn't say that, Kimmy.
You fess up to it or we'll tell the other one.
No, you will not.
Well, then you fess up to Kevin.
Okay,
tell the
fine.
Truth.
I banged Kevin. Okay. All right. You cannot go ruin right. People's lives.
Yeah, we can.
All right, Kevin. That's always funny.
You guys are so bad. Don't you have something new to torture me with, like some new whipped cream?
Trail of chopped meat through this show. It's just behind us.
Hey, did you give Kevin James the hepatitis slurpee?
Oh, my God.
That's my new favorite Jim Norton saying. The hepatitis slurpee.
He'd have to give it to her.
God, you guys are so bad. But no, I'm going to come down there bringing like my pictures and everything.
All right. We would love to see you and your pictures.
Yeah, and I want to come down on a Friday because I want to give a big FU Friday to Saturn of Smithtown, this bunch of rejects.
No, we extended the whole FU thing all week, so.
Oh, good. Well, then we can FU Saturn of Smithtown.
What do they do?
Deny you?
You know what? They're just idiots. Like, they had some guy totally rip me off in my car. Like, they went and they took my car in December, telling me that I needed, like, a whole new motor in the side of my door. Went and I bought the motor. It turns out that's not what I needed. I needed a switch.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
It's horrible.
So you were telling a fascinating story about a switch?
Fascinating story.
You know what, Kimmy? One time I was driving and I was trying to get through a light, right? And this guy is going really slow and I'm like, are you going to hurry up? You understand here?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Jim. Jim, I'll make it more racy and exciting for you. Let's nice. Think of something new we can cover my body in.
Wow, Jim,
gasoline.
You hit that, dude?
Yeah, we'll throw more stuff on you.
Yeah, we got to play some more. We got to play. Right.
Kimmy, I honestly would rather see you in Playboy than Jerry.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, without a doubt.
See, because you guys know me now, but it wasn't always like that. Remember back in the day before you even knew me?
No, we just said that you sounded really annoying, and that opinion hasn't changed. We think you're really hot.
Well, we just like you now.
First impressions always last.
I mean, why couldn't they get Colleen in the Playboy?
Oh, yeah, that's what
or
we
Amber.
See.
Jerry.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, but I mean, I think that Jerry's eyes look amazing with the background, and her body's cute.
Eyes.
So.
Nobody cares about her eyes.
Yeah, ain't saying it.
Ain't cutting it.
You know what,
me,
Jerry would be great in Playboy? Blair's cousin?
Big gnarly, crusty nips.
From the Facts of Life?
Yeah.
Oh,
that would rock. In the wheelchair or thrown out onto the floor naked?
Naked, old palsy box.
Oh, no. Cousin Jerry,
like
that's
Davis's
right.
Face.
Didn't the magazine, I think it was Hustler, do a centerfold with a paraplegic? Remember? And she was laying out on the bed, and they had to pose her legs.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
How great is that?
Hey, we could do that on our show if you'd like. You want to do paraplegic posing? Like a lingerie?
Centerfold
show thing?
Why not?
How will you know if they're really paraplegic, though?
You take a bite out of their thigh, and if they scream, they're out.
Oh, my God. there's always something new and interesting and exciting that we could do.
All right, Kimmy, come in and see us soon, all right?
All right, I'll see you guys soon.
All right, there she goes.
Bye.
Kimmy from Survivor fame.
Ciao, baby.
Yo, no, and you hit that, dude?
No, but she was naked in front of me, and it was really nice.
She's got it. We've all seen her naked. She's unbelievable.
She was completely naked. Body, look, she had whipped cream on her.
It sounds like we're bitching about Jerry's body. Of course she has a pretty nice body and stuff, but I'm telling you right now, Kimmy's body is unbelievable compared to that.
Oh, dude, she had whipped cream all in every crevice.
Yeah.
And then she went into the bathroom to clean off, and Norton goes in there and actually took the paper towels, damn paper towels, and started wiping out of every nook and cranny of her body.
She was bending over, and I'm squatting behind her 3 inches in front of my face.
Yep.
I was so happy.
Oh. Right there, ground zero.
Really sexy, yeah.
It was really nice. Hot. All right, we have to take a break. Anthony, after the break, we're coming back with Clutch. We're
nice.
So excited today. They're going to jam a couple songs for us. We've been digging that one song, Careful With That Mic, you know, the
yeah.
They're here to hang with us today, so we'll talk to them in just a few.
You guys have redefined debauchery.
It's like a vaudeville show on acid.
Opie Anthony. Opie and Anthony. 1027 WNEW.
We're back with the Opie and Anthony show. Jim Norton in the studio, Old Dirty floating around here. And Clutch has made their way into the studio, Anthony.
Yeah.
We are very psyched these guys are here. But I have a problem right off the bat, though, with Neil, the singer.
I can't imagine what it would be.
Dude, you dumped in our bathroom, man. Who else smells that grass?
I blew the spot in your bathroom. I did.
It's the crunch-free bathroom no vent or no windows.
But you do have eyewash in there.
Thank God, yeah, for the emergency dump.
Here's audio of Neil taking a dump.
One of those. One of those that leaves your shirt looking like you rode through a mud puddle on your 10-speed.
I was walking out there. I think that's the guy that's on the microphone that just walked in there after me.
I walked in right after you. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, we usually keep that a crunch-free bathroom because there's no ventilation.
We got to put the sign up because it's so funny. The only people that will crunch in there is like guests of the show because no one else wants the abuse.
Well, I just want to leave you something to remember us by.
That's yeah, that's good. That works. I got to go to Steve. He's been holding for a long time. He's from Philly. Steve, what's up?
Yeah, what's going on, O&A?
Hey.
Yeah, I'm just glad to hear you guys got a really good band like Clutch on the radio.
Yeah, they're playing Irving Plaza here in New York on Wednesday.
Yeah, I'm going to see him in Lancaster on August 6th, Lancaster, Pennsylvania, but the Chameleon.
Right on.
So, you know, stoked. Heard you play him that first time when you put him on, was it Careful With The Mic? Heard you playing it, I couldn't believe it. Mm-hmm. I was like, yes, Clutch on the radio? That's what I'm talking about.
We've been
fan for like 5 years.
Cool. You got a question for them? They're right here. Hear that?
Neil, what are you talking about, man? You're nuts.
In general?
Yeah.
Just whatever comes to mind.
It's
great. Whatever's entertaining.
Trying to figure out what who are you talking about Astropithecus and Cray?
Astropithecus, that's a kind of monkey. Like Missing Link.
Uh-huh.
Cray's a computer. Supercomputer, one of the first ones, I believe.
Wow. What am I talking about specifically?
Oh, nothing. It was just just something, a list of absurd rhymes to entertain my bandmates. And, didn't direct it towards anybody, and that's the God's honest truth.
Cool. And, Jean-Paul, you're ridiculous on the drums. Love it.
Thank you, sir.
I play drums myself.
All right, Steve.
Thanks, man.
Thanks. They're gonna play for us in a little bit here, so.
I'll be listening.
All right.
Cool.
You guys got together in high school 10 years ago?
Yeah, this August, August 10th? Yeah, it will be 10 years since our first show.
You remember the first song you played for everyone?
I don't know.
Like in public?
I remember the first show, but I don't remember the first song. You know what it was?
It might have been Arcadia.
Yeah, we have a song called Arcadia that was on one of our 7-inches.
Right. What was the first performance you guys did?
As Clutch was in Fort Reno, Washington, D.C.
But was there, I want to ask, was it a talent show? I mean, you know,
What was it? It was just an outdoor...
Free festival.
Free, yeah.
Yeah?
They have them every week in D.C.
Uh-huh.
It's a bunch of people laying around in the grass.
Jamming.
Yeah, feeling it.
Hanging.
Wait, this girl has a great question for Neil. Leslie, what's up?
Hi,
I just want to ask Neil how I could get his attention on a show. I was at his last show and I was trying to get his attention. I don't know how to do it.
Take a dump in the bathroom.
No. I want to get good attention, not bad attention.
Man, you should smell his dump, Leslie. We all do.
I don't want to do that. I just want to hang out with him after a show.
Neil?
After the
comment?
Show.
Oh, well.
How do I get your attention?
Flares.
Can do that. Throw something at him. No, don't do that.
Are you a good-looking lady there, Leslie?
Yeah, I'm pretty good-looking.
Yeah?
I was just at your Tradewind show the other day. It was a good show.
Did you have a good time there?
Yeah, I had a good time. Yes. I had a real good time.
Were you trying to get backstage or anything?
Not really. I didn't know who to ask. I was just trying to look at you through that little window.
You guys playing that angle with the girls? Is it easy for you guys? Yeah, you go out.
I'll play that angle.
I'm a married man. So
there you go.
I knew there was something going on with Neil. He's like, well.
All right.
You want to know a good way, Leslie? Leslie.
Yep. Definitely a good way. Are you going to the show on the first, Jim?
Hey, Leslie, are you a goer though?
I'm going to try to go. Yeah.
No, are you a goer?
Oh, am I a goer? Absolutely.
You'll go the distance, right?
Absolutely.
There you go.
For clutch, definitely.
Look at that,
Neil. Does this bother you at all? Not, I mean, you're married, and you know, now you got the band. It's happening, and these girls want you, and
I've been listening for a long time too.
Does it bother me?
Yeah,
you know.
It doesn't bother me.
He's a little nervous.
No, doesn't bother you though.
No, I'm just kind
right, well,
of shaking
I'll
after the dump
you
I took.
Yeah.
I'll see you guys at the show at Irving Plaza.
Yeah, that's Wednesday.
Yep.
All right, Leslie, thank you.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye.
We got Kristen from Philadelphia wants to say hi. Kristen, what's going on?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Pretty good. We're hanging with Clutch.
I can tell. It's about time. God, I've been waiting to hear Clutch on the radio for so long. Oh,
a lot of girls like you guys, huh? Get a lot of girls at the show?
More and more.
Yeah.
You know, 5-10 years ago, it was just strictly a...
bunch of dudes,
you know,
right?
Like a frat party, basically.
Not anymore.
Like one of our roast shows.
What do you like about the band, Kristen?
Oh, good God. I have to name one thing?
Oh, just, you know, in general.
Jesus. Well, aside from the...
I mean, they look just like NSYNC.
Oh, man. That has nothing to do with it. The fact that it takes intelligence to be able to enjoy Clutch songs.
Look at that. Look at that.
Do you guys ever visit the Pro Rock board?
Say that again, Kristen?
I'm sorry. I was asking the band, do you guys ever visit the Pro Rock board?
Occasionally.
Occasionally?
Sometimes it's a little disturbing. There's a lot of nutheads on that message board that like to lie, but
yeah.
It's flattering. They're going to lie about us. I mean, they could not be lying at all.
What's the biggest lie you've read about you? He's laughing. He doesn't want to say.
You want to field that?
Nope. Whoa, like really? That bad?
Actually, they really don't lie about us for some reason. I wish they would.
You don't think they lie?
About us personally? No, about themselves, yeah.
You and the message board. What, you actually feel bad about stuff you read on message boards?
No, not at all.
No?
Never.
Oh, okay. Like, because that's just kind of comes with the territory now, you know?
You got to take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
Ed, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
I've been diehard Clutch fan since, like, 95. Dude, I want to say thank God for getting them on the radio.
Cool.
I'm going to the Irving Plaza show. I went to Tradewinds a couple days ago. I just want to say, Neil, you guys, man, I remember seeing Marilyn Manson. You guys opening up for Marilyn Manson, and then I left him, started going with you guys. You guys are great.
Right on.
Any way I can get to meet you guys on Wednesday?
Yeah, sure.
Just got a flush, too?
No, you can just strangle Leslie when she's done.
I'll push her aside and take the wheel.
All right, Ed, hold on, all right?
Oh, beauty. All right, thanks,
cool.
Man.
Well, you guys want to rock or what?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
They are set up outside the studio, and it's going to get nice and loud, eh?
Cool.
All right, let's head outside.
Head on out.
Yeah, why not?
Take their positions. And we'll rock. Wow, a lot of people out there now.
It's like 30, 40 people outside of the studio.
Hanging. Waiting for Clutch. Can they start quick? Is it one of those bands that can pop on or they got to...
Yeah, no, I think they're all set, ready to go. Hey, guys. Neil.
This is going to be loud.
Oh, all right. Well, just tell them to go when they're ready.
Hello?
Gonna be loud.
loud. Hey.
So we,
Neil, whenever you're ready, we're here.
Whenever we're ready, huh?
Yeah, this is Clutch, man. Check him out. Right.
You guys ready? Practice Scholastic Aptitude Test. Did you know the answer? Did you guess? You and I can make some your fans and act our Urban to jack your sound scan. What's the matter for you? How can I monosyllabic? Please ask your shink in your tight vocabulary. Stars like garbage cats meant to be taken out on a weekly basis. Says your first rank, better state, suspended animation. You look like stumble up, it's an astrophysicist. Me crazy, you advocates. But enough about you, let's talk about me. And I'll single handedly get the fine science of radio astronomy. Make a Nobel Prize winner's first hypnosis of reality. Overnight, I digress. You is winning, sorry. IO's winning chess. Go get some Percocet. Come on with that mic, Weezy. Do you really think it's that easy? This is really good ice cream. You want some of it? Oh, my bad. I didn't know you're lactose intolerant. Makes you pass gas, frightens all the girls away. Only friends you keep are those you pay. Always ready for the wax snack attack. Carry sandwiches around the straight and style. Chance for a backpack. Got the gadget, QJ bomb. Control your mind. Make you jump in a pond. Go quack, quack. Flap your arms. You're confused, but completely unharmed. Ha, 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 ha. I'm rather intense. I'm ashamed of it that I'm a fool by seductions of violence. People walk around with ugly aura. Sometimes even tempted to seek advice of Dr. Laura. But I go run. Take a deep breath and count to ten. Ain't gonna let it get under my skin. Take a deep breath and count to ten. Think of all the nice places that I've been. Like back when I was rich and pissed against the gods. I was too easy mysteries by a wise and philosoph. Learn the finely rhythm of celestial time. I wanna come, get it done, finish the rhyme. Ha ha. Come on with the mic, Weezy. Do you really think it's that easy? Do you really think it's true? That up above I can't hear you. Hey.
Clutch live in the studio, Anthony. Careful with
nice.
That mic.
Are you ready for another one? You're going to do a...
Yeah, we can do another one.
For a while, what?
Yeah, let's do another one, man.
All right.
We got Clutch playing Irving Plaza here in New York on Wednesday night. Highly
Irving
recommend.
Plaza.
Highly recommend you go check out the
Where's
the guys.
My money?
All right, Neil.
So we're going to tune our guitars up real quick, and we'll do a song called Immortal that we wrote with Leslie West.
Cool. Aha. Leslie West from Mountain.
Thank the very you. Same.
Yes. I had to add that in like a real DJ. Leslie West from Mountain.
From Mountain. You might remember Leslie West from Mountain.
All right. You guys ready?
Yeah, let's go.
It's Clutch.
Mountain.
Thank you.
Nice. Clutch Immortal.
On the Opie and Anthony show, Jay Moore in the studio.
Jay Moore.
The whole party around here.
I got to tell you, that's a hit. I already am singing along to it.
Isn't that good?
That guy rocks.
That's Neil and the gang from Clutch. They're playing Irving Plaza this Wednesday here
that's
in New York
Clutch.
City.
That's Clutch.
Right.
They are Clutch. I didn't even hear the vocals when I first came in. I was just tripping out on like the bass line and the drums.
No, that's why you got to come in here to hear it.
Yeah, it was cool.
Out there, you can't hear the vocals.
But it's still cool. They're rocking.
Yeah, they're rocking big time. Why don't we take a quick break, okay?
Yeah.
And we'll continue the party next. Clutch playing Irving Plaza this coming Wednesday. Matter of fact, we got a couple pairs of tickets to give away to the show at Irving Plaza this Wednesday night. A few tickets are on sale now through all Ticketmaster outlets and the Irving Plaza box office. But if you want to see Clutch, give us a call right now, 877-692-1027.
Opie.
You guys are done.
And Anthony.
Wait 2 minutes. We'll say something really dumb.
Let's bring in the incest couch. Anthony.
Yes, Opie.
The September 2001 Penthouse, the 32nd anniversary issue, has hit the stands. I guess this is a new client and it's Penthouse.
Penthouse. Mmm. Come on. What do you have to say about Penthouse and the 32nd anniversary issue? 32 years of Penthouse, huh? How many batches have I dumped out in the 32 years of Penthouse? Oh, my God.
Hey, you
want to
keep that to yourself, Anthony?
Oh, sorry.
Literary content of such a fine publication that's smart enough to do articles on the two of us.
That's true. Yes. Penthouse did an interview with me and Opie and also with Jay Moore.
And Jim Norton.
And they do all kinds of things. They got Attorney General really? John yeah. Ashcroft speaking his views. And Hot Chicks, things on video games, all kinds of stuff. Pick up the 32nd annual anniversary hitting the newsstands now. Penthouse.
And Anthony, serving New Jersey, Connecticut, Long Island. This is 1027 WNEW. New York.
Going to the party like my name was El Nino. Hanging out, drinking, and talking to El Nino. What's up, kid?
We're back to the O&A show. I want to thank Clutch for stopping by. They're playing Irving Plaza here in New York on Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Philly, it's not that far. Come on up and check them out. Terry, what's going on?
Hey, those guys rock.
Yeah, we like the Clutch.
They've been out for 10 years. How many albums they got out?
That's a good question. I don't even know.
Which would be the best one to pick up?
Thank you, Terry.
All right.
Bye.
Oh, we're getting an email here from Diane. She says, what are you guys doing up there? You're totally rocking our offices. We're on the 8th floor. Who's playing up there? Someone on the floor down below checking in. Diane.
Diane, you should have came up.
Yeah. Imagine what that sounds like, though, on the 8th floor. It's like... What the hell is going on? Is this an office building? Like, cause they don't realize maybe it's a radio station up here. You're working at your office.
Well, they're downstairs selling Amway. Yeah. The guy's like, and I understand we have a few diamond distributors in the audience.
Boom. I'm immortal. All
right. I just want to tell you about the program.
You know, we also just figured out that we have some problems with our little syndication thing.
Yeah.
Because we're on like a 10,000 watt AM in San Francisco.
Amplitude modulation.
Can you imagine how that sounded out there in San Francisco, clutch jamming on the AM dial?
Like the old days.
My Lord.
Remember the old days of AM radio? Come on. Music radio.
All right. Anthony?
Mm.
I guess we just got to tell everyone. We're not excited about the announcement we're about to make, but... we have our 10 finalists in the Man Boob Contest up for your viewing pleasure.
I was just told that our finalists were up, so usually we have a contest that involves a website. I go right away.
Yeah.
So I clicked, I'm checking, and then once I got there, I'm like, oh, why did I bother? This is the worst contest we've ever done.
The worst, you're right.
It's all the finalists. How many are there?
We narrowed it down to 10.
10 finalists.
Go to opieandanthony.com.
And it's just disgusting from the top of the page, scroll down to the bottom. I didn't even, usually I vote right away too, when we have like the hot chick ass contest or something.
Yeah.
I scroll right to the bottom. I'm like, oh, here's my favorite. Let me vote. Now, I didn't even vote because you know something? I don't care.
I know. It's like, who should we vote for?
Should I vote for Ralph with the Asian woman boobs? Maybe George with the one nice breast ought to get my vote. Or maybe I'll go all out and get Lil Stevie and his tumor, and I'll vote for that.
What about the guy that's holding his full D and he's cupping it in his
own
head?
Yeah, cupping it.
The sexy pose.
Or who could forget Ass Man squeezing his into a cleavage with his biceps?
Norton's over there with a lump in his underwear. You're turning him on.
Thinking about Stevie, old Puddinhead.
what about the guy? His chest looks like a W, man. It's got pointy ones.
Norton just took hotel lotion out of his front pocket.
Well, if you're not going to spit on it for me like you usually do.
Hotel lotion.
Oh, God, Jim.
And then you got King Kong Bundy with his his D's.
That guy was at Bar 9.
Rolling. Pat.
King Kong Bundy was there?
Yeah, he
King
showed
Kong
up
Bundy
that night.
Showed up to Bar 9. It
like
was
it
awesome.
Wasn't hot, sweaty, and stinky enough in that place.
It was like a battle royale and we just started. We're all just sitting there looking at each other sweating. King Kong Bundy staples double team.
Walks in to suck up even more oxygen. What a mess.
Oh, my God, he was sweating. I hope there's no mosh pit tonight because this guy's going to flatten me.
I guess, Opie, what the people do is go to opieandanthony.com.
And you get to vote for your favorite. Know what you should really do, though? I mean, there's some pathetic guys up here in the finals. You got to vote for the guy that would benefit most from having this procedure. We have a doctor, Dr. Pistone, who will make one of these guys look completely normal.
Yeah. Who's going to benefit most?
Well, then I was confused because I was voting on the guy whose breasts I thought were the most attractive.
Oh, really?
I don't know. It was like, which guy deserves to have them removed because they're so horrible?
Now, is it, see, someone like Pat?
Let me see
if you
Pat.
Voted for Pat, he would get rid of his man boobs, but then it's King Kong Bundy.
Yeah.
But then what? Then what is he left with? Would almost seem more freakish to not have the huge boobs and still have that big gut.
Look at Marvin. Marvin's got banana boobs, man.
Where, Marvin? Hold on.
Yeah, who's Marvin?
Marvin's got like the little ones.
Oh, yeah.
Fly out to the sides for him.
Look at Marvin.
Both for Marvin.
Oh, my.
He's cupping them. You're right.
He's cupping them. They're all hairy.
Somebody let the air out.
He gets the operation done. All he's got to do is jog and he's finished.
Yeah. Now, but someone like Pat or the Ass Man, wouldn't they just look bizarre not having them?
Well, you would think, Ed.
Look at Ass Man. Look at this mess.
What is a picture of his ass doing in there? Was that thrown in?
I guess because he's Ass Man.
He wanted to maybe trick people into thinking those were his man boobs.
Wow.
Get rid of those, Norton.
And then you got someone like George who has the one boob.
Yeah, poor George. I mean, come
George, it was a normal-looking guy. A normal-looking body, and then he's got that one boob.
One freakish deformity.
A freakish...
You know, this is kind of fun to look at after all.
Womanly boob.
Yeah, that's a small B right there.
So do you vote for him so he could get that taken care of and then lead his life as a normal human being? Or do you go to someone like Lil Stevie, who would have the boobs removed, and then he'd be left with... He'd be left with huge, giant nips. Look at them. Look at Lil Stevie. Pop up Lil Stevie, Ben, for Opie.
Is Lil Stevie still in the contest, though? Oh, he is.
Oh, yeah. Now, if you take care of those, do you know what that's going to look like? Do you know what that's going to look like?
He's the one that got... He has the female nipples.
He looks like Melanie from the Voyeur Bus.
Yes. Good reference. Good callback there, yes.
Oh, the German Shepherd snout boobs.
German Shepherd snout.
She was hot. She was my favorite.
Really? You like those? Well, that's coming from a man who went to Cone Boobs website.
I love her.
You like the boobs that are like the cones.
What?
He likes boobs that are like cones, Shepherd snouts coming out of their chest.
But I understand that, but there's a website dedicated to that?
Oh, yeah, dedicated to just cone boobs.
You like cone boobs?
It's like nice, a it's yeah. like a condom with a tablespoon of salt in them.
No, some of them are very nice. And hers were big, hairy. All this. Ooh, she was nice, man.
That was a little weird.
Cone boobs?
Yeah.
I like any type, you know what I mean? But it's just that.
Then why would you like spend 20 minutes online looking for cone-shaped boobs?
Because I've seen everything else. So I figured.
Well, get a puppy.
Justin.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey. How you doing?
What's up?
I was wondering if Meatloaf was into this contest. I'm not going to website. It's the gayest contest you've ever done.
You know what, though? It's worth checking out because there's some funny sights there. You got to see the guy with the Asian boobs. You got to see the Asian boob guy.
All right, guys. All right. All right. Take care, guys.
Bye. Are we going to get any early voting results in from Steve C.? Can he actually give us an early line on the voting so we can tell who's going to win this thing? Because the vote never changes.
Wow, look at Jim, man. He's got full C's there.
Which one, Jim? Yeah. Ugh. The poor guy, Rolf, is just the sorriest son of a bitch on this site. Look at those. Look.
He's probably saying to himself right now, I should have never gone.
Look, he's got them, and they ain't even perky. He's got like the ones you see in Easy Rider magazine when you know, Chainsaw's old lady is hanging off the back with her flapjacks.
They're called crack hoe boobs.
Yeah.
Snoop Doggy Dog porno boobs.
You call Snoop porno?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to bang my wife and look up at Snoop.
Snoop's hey, got playa. A porno?
Hey, he's playa. Got a whole line. He's got like volume one through, and Snoop's the coolest.
Oh, yeah?
You know, I'm getting my thing going. It's like, hey, player, I got some mojos for you. We're going to fire up a fat one and check out these flapjacks.
Oh, crack hoes.
Give up the nappy dugout, baby.
The nappy dugout.
I'm like, I'm losing my erection, Snoop.
The nappy dugout.
Hey, Jay. He didn't say that.
That's a good one, though. Hey, you ought to take that from you.
Hey, man.
Yeah, know what I'm saying?
Hey, right now, you're probably getting down like we are with these hoes.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah, this is just a party up in here. Yeah, West Side's up in here. No, baby.
Yeah.
Because bitches ain't S but hoes and tricks, you know what I'm saying? We can handle this in the street, baby. F making records. We pimping.
So,
yeah, my pimp hands. Hey, your bitch chose me. You can handle this in the street or get into some.
That's okay.
I completely. It was a quote from the song, so I really.
So we have our finalists out. That's cool.
Darn it. I didn't want to have that happen.
Little Stevie with those.
That'll be the only one.
Boobs with the gravy stains on them.
You know, I was taking a peek at Regis and Kelly today.
Yes.
And they were doing this thing where they had a live shot from Jones Beach. Someone backed me up on this. There was a guy with huge man boobs dancing around.
Giant man boobs, Gelman.
Up and down, up and down.
We're doing the man boob contest, Gelman. Get me man boobs. I need little Steven.
College co-ed man boobs.
I love that. When Kelly was out, they had college co-eds. I loved it. I had a boner every day, Gelman.
They squeezed me out for college co-eds.
Yeah. Like why don't you co-host with Regis? You've only done it with Kelly.
I don't know.
Twice with Kelly, and you did a great job.
I love Regis. I'd love to hang out with Regis.
I can't be shown up by the likes of Jay Moore. I'll be exposed for the retard I am. I know nothing. My head is empty. I host a show, a game show, where people have to know things. I don't know anything. I can't even get the questions right. It is so funny when he asks questions, and he doesn't even know what he's asking.
Yeah.
The spaceship that went to the moon was the Rollo what?
Regis, not Apollo.
I thought it said Rollo. Hold the cards better.
Hold up the card, Norton.
Babashan.
Palabinus.
Anthony, what's up?
Yo, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
We're doing good.
You know, that little Stevie, that nipple syndrome he's got, we call that fried eggs.
Oh, yeah. Fried eggs. Yeah.
Without the breast.
Yeah, little Stevie's got the fried eggs. They're awful. It's like bike week. It's like going to bike week when you see the old lady.
It is so rare you see a hot biker chick on the back of those bikes. Sorry. Sorry, biker chicks. You can't ride around on a bike like a Harley that's shaking those things. Gravity's bad enough. Yeah. Then you add the shaky thing going to it. Those things are flapjacks by the time they're 22.
You're loosening critical mass.
Right, exactly.
With each shimmy, gravity and vibrations coexist.
There are things in the woman's boob that act like a suspension bridge. Normally, it'll last just like our own Verrazano Bridge out there in Brooklyn. Occasionally, if it's shaking too much, you ever see the film of that bridge that's swaying and the car falls down and the dog's running across it? That's what the bike does to your boobs, ladies. And where does it end up? Falling right into the water. Get out of it. Stop it, Gelman.
Hey, we got Ralph. He's very upset because we're making fun of his Asian Asian lady boobs. Hey, Ralph, what's up?
What's going on, guys? Ralph. I just wanted to say the only reason...
Hold on. They have a tough time with that word for some reason. Just say boobs.
I figured because it's on a guy, it'd be okay. But I was up to 250 pounds when I first started listening to you guys.
Wow.
And you guys, like, basically totally changed my mind, like, made me want to lose weight. I started popping Stacker 2s. I'm down to 175 pounds now when I went down to the studio, and Jim just,
Yeah, but the boobs are weird, man.
Are you saying Stacker 2 gives you boobs?
My name is Jim.
I don't know. Maybe it's, like, my Italian heritage, like, sausage boobies or something like that.
I don't know. You know, Phil, don't feel boobies. Bad, because the more we abuse you, the more people will believe that you, you should have the procedure done.
Yeah, but I also was trying to listen on Thursday, and some chick said I was cute. And I was like, I was kind of wanting to get her number because I back out around where I'm from, bro.
All right,
that's horrible.
Thank you, Ralph.
Would you let her get to second base?
Was he? Fantastic.
We have to, oh my God, I'm pissed and we have to bring something up. Jim, can you get a bucket of AIDS and go upstairs and throw it on all the salespeople?
What's the problem now?
This is exactly what I told Jeremy was going to happen today and you know.
A bucket of gangrene.
Sales pretty much runs our stupid radio show at this point.
What now? What are they doing
now? Get a bucket of AIDS and dump it on all their heads upstairs right now.
Get your briefcase of anthrax.
Throw a little hepatitis in there just for good measure.
What are they doing now?
Holy S. And I knew someone was going to call us on it, and I told Jeremy we're going to look like complete idiots today.
Please tell me.
No one freaking listens to us ever. Vote for the man boob contest right now, Anthony. I know you don't want to vote.
All right. I just did, and banner ads are popping up like crazy. All right. Oh, my God. There go the phones and the mics. My God, Opie, that's expensive equipment.
This is exactly what I...
He broke the mic.
This is exactly what I told Jeremy and everyone else. No one wants to listen to us.
Now you're cursing.
We know how to do a radio show. Keep sales away from us. That's your job.
Huh.
And they're already calling us on it, and I don't blame them. Meat Curtains, good name, from Cleveland. Nice effing pop-ups when you submit your vote for the Man Boob contest. Do you guys really need my 25 cents that bad?
See?
Oh, crap.
Look, here it is. One. All right. Let me get rid of that ad.
This is what I told them.
I am computer illiterate, so I don't know what's going on.
See, when you vote for something online and you click submit your vote, all of a sudden you get an option to go back to opieandanthony.com, the homepage or whatever. But before you can go there, bink, all these banner ads start popping up that you have to close down. It's like playing whack-a-mole on your computer.
Yeah.
They pop up and you got to shut it down. And then another one pops up. You got to shut it down. And they do that so they could charge money to whoever their pop-up ads come.
You know what? I got that, Jay?
Yes, I did. So it delays going back, and you don't even want to be on the page anymore.
The trouble is, I'm looking into your eyes. You're looking at me like I was looking at the screen during Mafia. what the hell is going on?
You didn't get high. You have to get high and watch Mafia. It's an entirely different film. I'm on record as saying I tried it. And you know what? I laughed like a five-year-old looking at a Donkey D for the first time.
You know what? Don't vote for the Man Boob contest. We're not even talking about it anymore.
Uh-oh.
I got something to talk about.
Hold on. No, let us finish this. Let's finish this because this is ridiculous. I told Jeremy and everyone that would listen that our listeners are going to crucify us for this. They just want to vote for the contest, and that's it. They don't want pop-up ads. They don't want junk mail. They don't want to be sent anywhere. If you need to sell more ad space on this stupid radio show, then put up banners. And if they feel like clicking on it, that's fine. But to tell people they're going to vote and all of a sudden they're going to have pop-up ads and all this crap, we don't need it.
Who's the sales whore responsible for that move? Who was it? Do we have a name? Oh, no. Oh, well, that guy sure can sell.
Faggy.
He sure can sell. He can sell. Making a mint.
That's stupid. Don't. I haven't seen Opie that angry since he punched Paul Bond in the eye. Because we tell them what's going to happen, and they don't listen to us. The listeners, they don't want to deal with that crap.
Well, now you have this in your arsenal next time you tell them to listen to you.
You know when you get on, like, a porn site, you click on one stupid link, and next thing you know, you can't even keep up with the, the click-outs?
Yeah, and the bottom has, like, 50 browsers open on the bottom. Ding, 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 ding. More porno for you. More porno. More porno.
I just shut it off.
Dr. Franklin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is Anthony there?
No, he left. He went home.
Anthony, I have a question for you.
Okay.
We have the Anthony puppet here instead.
Yes.
I have a question. Anthony, does it bother you at all?
What?
That Opie gets...
You know, got nothing else to do, doctor.
Don't worry about him.
Like he's a doctor.
Whatever.
Oh, here she is. Diane from the 8th floor.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi. You were downstairs?
I was. We were hearing you guys rocking the house up there.
Sound nice and loud through your ceiling?
Yeah. Actually, you're on the 10th floor, right?
We're ninth. We're ninth.
Oh, you're ninth. Okay. Yeah, because it was really... I tried to get up there from the 8th floor, and it was really loud.
So what, are you just all of a sudden working at your desk or something, and you just hear the...
Actually, the California guy thought it was an earthquake. He dove under the desk.
It's like when you pull up next to the cars. With
exactly.
The clickers in the back. It's just...
Exactly. No, it was cool. I was bummed that I missed them.
I hate that, by the way.
What?
When you pull up to the cars and they got the kickers.
A $10,000 sound system in his car and he lives in his mother's basement.
Yeah. You know, a good 38 would take care of that.
I can't stand that.
Jeez.
Makes me nauseous.
Wow, wait a minute.
Are you single?
A good 38?
Norton likes the way you think.
Yeah.
Yes, I am single, as a matter of fact.
Why don't you come on up and you and Jim Norton can go to the shooting range together.
Cool. That sounds great.
Talking about shooting
people.
Are you
pretty? I don't care. I mean, I'll add looking.
I don't know. I can't really comment, but someday I'll stop up and say hello.
Nice. All right. You do that.
Thanks,
Diane.
Thanks, Diane.
Thanks. Bye. Nice.
We should take a break and regroup.
Take a break.
They're coming in like crazy now. Rich from Brooklyn. Those effing ads are so incredibly annoying. What are you guys running, a cheap porn site? Makes us look cheap.
One of the pop-up ads has to do with Howard Stern, and it comes up in big letters.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's what it says.
How many pop ads pop up?
I just got two. I got two. Let me try now, and I'll see what happens. I'll select... Jesus, I don't even know who I'm voting for. All right, now I want to go back here, so I click that. Oh, here
and
comes
another one.
One for the fine people at goldenpalace.com. There you go. I shut that down. That's all I got this time. Oh, no, another little one. I don't even know what that's for. Astrohoroscopes.com. Call me now for your free reading. I be predicting the future. Opie's going to throw something.
Tic Tacs just went flying.
And Pete the Engineer's not here to fix anything.
Is this man still in your life right now? You must leave him.
Call me now for your free reading.
That woman set the black race back 20 years.
Oh, it's done, too. She got busted.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Where was she from, like, New Jersey or something?
Yeah. She had people. We talked to two guys that worked for her tarot reading card phone number that were just pulled off the street, two stoner guys, like Bill and Ted. And they were like, yeah, we were just hanging out, smoking weed. And, like, she said, hey, you want to take some calls and read some horoscopes? I'm like, yeah. And he was sitting in front of a script, and he said the biggest thing was you had to keep him on the line for a long time. That was all you had to do. So it's like, all right, you get a little info from him, and you go, oh, what do you want to know about? Oh, my love life. Okay, let me deal out the cards. I go, did they give you the cards? He goes, no, there were no cards. It was a script. He goes, oh, what I'm seeing here is you've been in a troubled relationship, and of course, because they're calling a goddamn phone line about their relationship. If everything was honky-dory, Norton, they wouldn't be calling. So she got busted for all kinds of, for like millions of dollars.
See, but why they trying to shut down her hustle? You know what I'm saying?
Because it's a hustle.
But still, if there's people going to be calling, so then they're already gullible enough to call, they should get their money taken
away. I agree with you. I agree with you.
You know what I'm saying?
I think if you're falling for a scam, suck it up, learn, and move on.
But then again, that's the way any armed robber looks at a situation. They're stupid enough to walk.
Let me tell you something. Old Dirty, last time you were in with Angry Angel, the Puerto Rican, yeah. You guys were talking about scams. Opie, they talked about nothing on the air. When we left the studio, these two are hashing scams out to the point where Old Dirty is getting pissed at Angry Angel going, God, that's crackhead, man. You're not thinking long term.
Can we get
Angry Angel?
Yeah, Angry Angel, and you guys could talk
about
some of
the scams. Yeah, see if we can get him on the phone. We'll rehash some of the scams
we're
talking
about. Anthony went back to the back office and couldn't believe the stuff.
Everything from clothing store scams to blatantly cutting the tops off of parking meters with blow torches. You can get it at Home Depot. and everything in between.
Home Depot wasn't as established as a location like the way they got it now.
Right.
You can go to any, town and go to a Home Depot.
Yeah.
Before you had to go underground and get
your blowtorch.
Let's take a break.
All right.
We'll regroup. As far as we're concerned, Man Boob Contest is over, and who cares who wins? Simple as that. Swear to God.
Tell them, oh.
I want to know more about this GoldenPalaceCasino.com.
Go to GoldenPalace.com.
I'm really glad that popped up on the screen because now it interests me.
Here you go.
Now my mind is completely off of Opie and Anthony.
Why go to Vegas when Vegas can come to you?
Why go to Opie and Anthony? All of a sudden now I'm on Casino.com.
Golden Palace.
And you forgot what you were online for in the first place because you're stoned on the computer late at night. You're in a casino.
You guys don't even know, though. I should be Miss Cleo. I told Jeremy what was going to happen with this mess.
See?
I told you things will pop up on the screen.
And I told you the listeners would hate it.
I'm seeing things popping up.
All right. If you're not in the New York area and you want to give us a call, 866-277-4WOW. Our friend Jay Moore in the studio. We got Jim Norton around here somewhere. Old Dirty and Cowbell Bill.
What's the meaning of this slacking off?
Dude, it's going in!
Whatever.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
A smorgasbord of idiocy.
The greatest radio that I've ever heard.
Opie and Anthony, 1027. WNEW.
We're back with the O&A show. What did you just say, Oak?
I didn't catch that.
You caught it all, my friend. Jay Moore in the studio. Someone loves you in Philadelphia.
Oh, they just...
Pete!
That's a wacky phone line that for some reason...
As Christopher Walken would say. I can't hear myself from my headsets, actually.
Look at what you're asking. Oh, you're fine.
Ben is really mad at me because nothing works now.
Well,
ben,
Anthony,
grab a mic and yell.
Anthony, your friend, Opie, what do you expect when you act like a jackass throwing phones and things like that nature? Look, you're supposed to be a paid professional. Don't take a watch and put it.
Ben gets the brunt of it. There's buttons all out of place. The commercials aren't playing.
Look,
your
friend Anthony tried to do a live read. It was near impossible because the microphone was spun around 360 degrees. Who knows? 720.
I almost lost my teeth.
Yeah.
Sorry, Bill.
Cowbell Bill. I need more cowbell. Gentlemen, I need more cowbell.
All right. Moving on.
Come on, let's keep the spirits up, gentlemen.
No, we're fine. We're back. We're here.
Hell yeah.
And we're rocking. It would have been funny if that mic hit Bill in the teeth. That would have been hilarious. A console full of shattered teeth and bleeding gums.
I got a lap full of phones.
Go to Amy.
No, you did.
Go to Amy from Philly. See how hot she is.
All right, let's go to Amy.
Oh, no.
Amy.
It went black again.
I broke that phone.
Did you break that phone? Because now you plunk it down, and it's like someone's picking it up outside.
Hey there, Mrs. Romano. Get Schneider.
Oh, wait, one day at a time.
I got it. Hold on.
Amy.
Amy?
Oh, good.
Well, did you try fidgeting with it?
We fidgeted. It didn't work.
Amy.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, she can't hear us.
Can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Oh, there she goes.
Hi, Amy.
How are you?
Great. Good. Very good.
What's
now,
up?
Amy, you say what?
I say, I actually logged on to see the Man Boo contest the other day.
Yeah.
That contest is over. I don't know who
won.
Oh,
I know that's over, but that's why I logged on. I was looking at the rest of your site, and I saw the pictures from when you had someone in the studio, a very attractive woman who was actually licking someone's feet.
Okay.
And my question is, how can I find her?
Why?
What girl is she talking about? Does anyone know?
Remember, some woman came in and she licked Stinky's feet.
Oh, my God. It goes way
back. That was a while ago, yeah.
Stinky, remember the girl that was licking your feet?
Yeah, the same one that took... relieved herself outside.
Oh, yeah. Remember her? We made her, go outside into the streets of Manhattan.
Oh,
and
my
take
God.
A leak.
Yeah, Amy.
You're so mean.
Are you the licker or the lickie?
No, actually, I would love for her to lick my
feet. Oh, okay, because you don't want to lick her feet, because she just lifted up that skirt and let it go.
No, I'd have to pass on that.
Isn't that interesting when you hear that coming from the bathroom for the first time in your life? You're like, what?
I gotta go to the bathroom.
Well, see, now I've been searching everywhere.
Well, it sounds like this is not...
What is that? Doesn't sound like me. It's with the altitude.
I don't know what we can do for you, Amy. That girl, she comes to the city every once in a while.
Why? You wouldn't want anyone else to do it?
Well, yeah, somebody else would be great. But like I said, I've been looking everywhere.
All right, how old a girl are you?
I'm 21.
And you want chicks to lick
your feet?
Your feet?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What about guys? Forget it.
There's plenty of guys out
you
there.
You don't
guys
deserve me.
But you deserve me.
One more time?
We could have you down here and have girls lick your feet. That's an easy one.
Oh, could you really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you got to have cute feet. You can't have these big corned, hammer toe.
No, I have very
cancer in the middle of your soul.
Tons of men that want to do it, but I can't ever find a woman that wants to.
Are you hot?
Yes, I'm hot.
Can you send us a picture? We'll put it on the website and we'll go, ladies, if you want to lick this girl's feet, come on down.
Honestly?
Yeah.
All right, we'll do.
All right, send a picture to our website, all right?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you, guys.
All right, Amy.
Bye-bye.
Now, what was Jay saying that was really funny?
Oh, this picture of Christina Aguilera in the Post. It's from the Marmalade song. She dresses up in that Marmalade gear.
I hate her in that outfit.
She literally looks like Waylon Flowers and Madam. She looks like an 80-year-old woman in back of the trailer park going, hey, hold on, my crystal meth. Crystal meth and grandma.
This is the most disgusting thing
I've ever seen.
She's got this big bulbous abdomen, like lower abdomen. It's like a big bulbous fup.
Does she have a big fup?
A big fup.
Sisters, let me hear you flow, sisters.
Hey, sisters.
And she really doesn't fill out the costume. Pink looks better than she does in that costume, right?
Pink is awesome.
Her legs, like the top of her thighs.
Yeah.
You can see, like...
Ligament?
Her tendons leading to her private area.
Right. The tendons right there.
That's not a hot look. You could have sex with her, you'd cut yourself. Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my God.
I like that Little Kim, though.
Yes. I like Pink.
I would destroy Little Kim.
Pink looks better. She doesn't. Christina Aguilera does not fill out that.
Are you still into the Christina Aguilera?
No, it's by me now.
It's by
me. Past me.
She can really sing though, man.
She's got a great voice, but
she really can't sing.
It's by me now. Goodbye.
All right. And Britney Spears said she didn't have her breasts augmented. She said it was
looking great.
She said it was a growth spurt.
A spurt, huh?
Yeah, and I said, you know what? That's exactly what happened to me when I saw him for the first time. I had a growth and a spurt. I had a map of Hawaii on my stomach.
Angry Angel.
What was that?
Hey!
He wants to brag that
won the vote.
He's not paying this call for this call. What?
We won the vote yesterday, Puerto Rico, referendum.
What, the Vieques vote?
That's it.
Yeah, but how long? 2 years. We get to bomb that abomination country of yours for 2 more years.
Okay, let's not get
don't
into
it. Don't legitimize
that.
It by calling it a country.
Yeah.
Is that Jay Moore?
What's up?
That little dirt heap that you people keep running away from to come here. You defend
okay.
it. You got
Isn't
such pride. But it,
I'm, on bit... well, I'm on welfare, and George Bush gave me a tax break.
You're Puerto Rican, and you're on welfare? This is a radio first.
$350 is coming in my pocket. Well, my neighbor's mailbox.
Yeah, give old Dirty a microphone, because Ann was saying you guys were telling Ann all those scams you're up to.
Oh, yeah. According to OD, I do crackhead stuff.
Yeah. Oh. Angel, Angry Angel does crackhead scams, and Old Dirty does these... little, like, business ventures.
Yeah,
scams.
He does high-tech stuff. You see,
good
remember hits, when we had the
saying?
Gas problem, guys?
Yeah.
When the price was, like, going for $3?
Yeah.
I used to go around with my boys, and we used to suck the gas out of young people, your white boys' cars. And we used to sell them.
See, he would siphon out gallons and gallons of gas, and then you'd go around the way and sell the gas.
We used to knock on the doors and say, hey, you want to buy this unleaded gas?
Knock on the doors.
Crackhead.
Yep.
How much
were
you
and, that's, and now, OD, that's crackhead, right?
Yeah, that's a crackhead scam. I understand.
With the bad crack teeth and the gasoline spilling over them.
I could totally see why that would be a crackhead scam.
Come on, man.
Why?
It's a crackhead scam.
You sell it back to the same dude you took it from?
Because how much money could you make doing that?
Yeah.
Angry Angel?
Well, you figure a dollar a gallon, right? No, it goes like $2.50 a gallon. And I used to fill up like 5 gallons. You used to hit me over $10.
That's a crackhead scam. Crackhead.
Old Dirty.
Right. I used to pay for a 40.
Old Dirty. And then he was talking about another crackhead scam where you go to the newspaper machines early in the morning when they're full.
Yeah.
You put in your quarter. You take all the papers and then you sell them on the side of the road in the traffic jam. Yeah, and that's not more crackhead. How many quarters are you going to get?
You know what I'm saying?
And then you need your initial investment of 25 cents to open the machine.
So you lose a quarter on every paper anyway.
Puerto Rican Gordon Gekko.
You're risking, dude, gasoline in your mouth for $10. You could drink out of a mule for $20.
Who's that, Norton?
Yeah. Not in. It's not in. Now, Old Dirty, give us an example of something a little more upper echelon.
All right, man. So, if like, let's say this is like on the law of wrong on my ladder.
Right.
So, let's say you're in a little, not desperation, but you need a little quick cash.
But you don't want to pull a total crackhead.
Nah, you don't want to do, you know, so you just go do hubcaps.
Hubcaps?
Yeah.
So, you steal some hubcaps, and then what?
Then you go, wait for the sun to come up, wait for the place to open, and you go sell your caps.
Oh, at the wrecking joints.
Yeah, at the hubcap place.
That's too high class for me. I used to go into, I go to the stores with a pair of scissors and the clothes you want, just make a little incision and go to the register. Hey, I need a discount because this has holes.
So he cuts the shirt and then goes to there and goes, give me a discount because it's damaged goods.
How about, remember the conversation I told you about the meters?
What?
Remember I used to tell you that we used to take the meters with us?
Yeah, you would cut off the tops of the parking meters, which now that entails some work. You're going to get some pay.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, Jay Moore.
These are two men that live in the United States their entire life, and neither one of them can speak freaking English.
I don't want to be in this country. You people got to suppress enough, man.
Yeah, but you're taking that check from us, aren't you, Puerto Rican?
That's all right. It's enough.
No, it's not all right. Don't say you don't want to be here and take a goddamn check from the government. I pay taxes, you son of a bitch.
We
I
need
work my ass off.
I'm
in Somerset. I'm in Buffalo. I'm in Cohasset. I'm doing the rooms, man. I'm out there seeing the people making money. You know why? Because every year when I pay... Hey, shut up. We can sing together. We can't talk together. Look, because every year when I get taxed 50% on the money I make, it goes to you and your $300 welfare check, and you're like, hey, this country stinks, this country stinks. Well, then go back to Puerto Rico and learn how to play baseball, you monkey.
Hey, Jay, look at your pay stuff and think of me.
Oh.
I love this guy.
How about you look at my pay stub and hang yourself?
When my girls give birth to my baby, thank you, Jay.
You know what? I'd give you money for your baby out of my pocket.
That's all right, because the government's taking it out of your check anyway.
Well, a baby's a baby.
It's called Medicare.
Then they have
Frank Gorshin. Who was that?
Medicare, Batman.
Hold on. This guy, Rob, has something that the Mexicans are doing in California. Rob, what's up?
What's up, man?
Hey.
They were converting vans into, like, giant gas tanks.
And they would take a stolen credit card and fill the thing up with like 500 gallons of gas.
Oh, my God.
Park it on the side of the road, then sell gas to whoever wanted it. You know, I mean, you could just think of what happened if somebody would have matched in one.
Oh, I would love to see one of those go up, man. Boom!
I don't know if they're still on it or not. The other thing they're doing is they use stolen credit cards and they steal trucks. They go to a dealership with the stolen card, put it down on the truck with the stolen card, drive away, and then that's it.
Really?
Yeah, because once you put the down on it and drive away, they think that you paid for it and you're going to keep making your payments, but it's nobody.
Yeah, but white people do that, too.
Well,
I mean, white people don't go hatchet parking meters with a jigsaw for 45 minutes straight because they're all hyped up on crack that they bought with government
on the
money.
Crack.
Yeah. The government money crack. Instead of government cheese, it's government crack.
Angry Angel.
Yo!
Now explain the parking meter thing.
Yo, that was my scam.
Well, blowtorch or some of my cats got, like, I think it's called.
That's ODB scam. You're so Puerto Rican, you stole a scam from a guy that you were just talking to. That's his scam.
Bro, that's everybody's scam. All right,
Angel, shut up.
And the cell phone is not my scam or Old Dirty. That scam is part right. of our
All right,
our
Angel.
Scam.
Angel, shut up. Old Dirty, okay. Explain your scam.
Yeah, we used to stake out a nice, lonely street. But we used to come in the day to see how the traffic was, see how many quarters and dimes was going in the meter.
A little recon.
Yeah, a little recon, you know, drink a 40.
A recon doing
scams.
Recon.
Yeah.
So then, you know, we used to come back, preferably, hopefully it was raining that night. I told you about the rain, right, Anthony?
Now, explain why it's better to do this if it's raining.
Man, if it's raining, dude, it's nothing but a crime spree, dude.
Because why is that, though?
Because, like, you take out the crime kid and those first little drops start falling, and then you know it's over because you can make all the noise you want, dude.
It absorbs the sound.
Exactly.
The city is ours.
It makes it's loud, so you can hack off the tops of parking meters.
Yo, I should get a job with logistics in the NYPD. You want to give me a call, man? Word up.
Yeah, they'll call you.
You know what I'm saying? So we used to
logistics.
Wait. Scheme the spot, you know.
Oh, yeah.
They got a good 4 or 5 meters, and, you know, bow, go to work. It used to take like a week to open them.
Yeah, it's tough to get open. But you're not doing anything, so you just stay in your apartment. And Eric, what's up?
Hey, guys.
Hey,
Russian Mafia scam. The greatest scam in the world. They got a 900 number, right? And they got all these guys, supposedly messengers, going to these big corporations delivering these packages. And the package was delivered, and the secretary says, well, we didn't order any packages. So he says, oh, I'm sorry. Maybe I got the wrong address. Can I make a phone call? And he would call the 900 number from their offices, racking up dope.
Yo, that's all right, man. Yeah, I'm not.
I hate
to
give this scam to ODB, man. I hate
it. Oh, wait. You get your own 900 number.
Yeah.
Wallet.
You get your own 900 number. You hook yourself up. You put yourself in business. You have a 900 number.
Right.
Then
you get all these guys to go around.
Then you go to the business and say, I got to call my office.
Right.
And then you just call the 900 number. You stay on for, you know, a half hour.
Whatever. Oh, you know, you rack up the money.
Cha-ching.
Yeah.
Ching, kid.
Wow, yeah. That's a good one.
That's a scam.
That's something Angry Angel can't even fathom.
Old
something.
Dirty Bastard's life just went from black and white to Technicolor.
That's nice. Hey, what a nice
the
scam.
Peyote has kicked in.
Man, calm down over there, Old Dirty.
Yo, I'm here to announce a new messaging service serving the tri-state area.
Well, you know what really bugs me? That when they asked you, what was your scam, you had to yank out hubcaps. I mean, could you have been more stereotypical?
Yeah. Really?
Do you bring a donkey with coffee slung over it?
that's my man Juan Valdez.
Yeah, Scott, what's up?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey.
Yo, let me tell you, this is the best scam, yo. I go to that Great American Hardware Store. We all know the name. I really don't want to say it.
Home Depot. Right?
You know, it's a Home Depot.
Okay.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Look, I get me a cart, right? I go load up a bunch of stuff that I need for the house, windows, whatever, you know, tools, all kind of stuff, right? So then I take the cart, I go pay for the stuff. In cash, right?
Right.
Uh-huh. Go load the stuff up in the van. Come back out with the same cart, go in the store, get the exact same stuff, and get on the refund line. And refund all the stuff. Get my money back. So, yeah, ain't the best, and, yeah, man, they guys going to kill me if they ever find out, man. Man, my name, yo.
Damn.
That's,
don't
blow. Come on, give me some money for that, yo. Damn.
I don't mean to laugh, but that's a good
that
one.
It's brilliant in its simplicity.
Windows.
You can't get caught. You're not stealing. You didn't take the stuff out of the store.
Oh, brilliant.
I thought he was going to tell me, load up his truck, go to a residential area, install it, and get money.
That's called work.
Hey, Ted, look on top of that. You do the job that you got all the stuff for, so you get paid twice.
That is so funny. Get the exact same stuff.
And then you get paid again from Home Depot.
Did they ever ask, though, why you're returning merchandise 3 minutes after you purchased it?
I lost the job. I bought all the stuff for the job.
Yeah, bought all of it, lost the job, didn't I get the last guy to call when I left?
My partner just called me and I blew the job.
All right, Scott.
The payphone outside just rang and I found out I lost my job.
I gotta just.
Really?
Bravo. What a scam.
Mike, what's up?
Hey. Hey, what's up, guys? There's out in Jersey, they do this in some of the, you know, nicer areas near East Orange. They have those lonely toll booths. And the dudes go and they put a big tube sock in the bucket, and then they come back 2 hours later for the payoff.
So you put the tube sock in, they're throwing the change in.
Yeah.
But doesn't it not raise the gate if the money doesn't go through?
There's no gate. It's Jersey. So
no, like the unattended ones. I know that one of the exits on the parkway is the one from Bloomfield, and there's a McDonald's rest area right there.
And you just
and if you don't, there's no one there. So you just drive in, and if you don't have money, you're supposed to take an envelope and mail it to them. Mail them a quarter.
Yeah.
It's
that's
the honor system.
That's all right, happening. Mike.
Thanks.
Vinny the Racist wants in. Vinny the Racist.
Vinny!
You know, this jack-off, Angry Abe, or whatever his name is, he vilifies everything I've ever called the show about. You know what I'm talking about?
Angry Angel? You don't like Angry Angel, Vinny?
Well, come on, Anthony. This kid, you know, they come over here and they, you know, instead of working, they want to try to scam. This is how they get by scamming people. I mean, they're proud of themselves. He should be ashamed of. He makes his people look bad because he should be ashamed of himself.
Oh, poor baby. Your wife got is getting banned by PR, right?
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Geek.
Angel's talking to you, sir.
Yeah, you're on the line with Angel, Vinny.
Yeah, I can't really hear him. What'd he say?
Called you a geek.
Yeah.
Would you like to say something directly to Angry Angel, Vinny?
I think I just did.
All right, thank you. Not as, Vinny, not as angry or as racist.
Yo, it's not the fact that when we get over here, we already are starting to establish a crime syndicate. It ain't like that.
No?
You know what I'm saying? We do this in between work.
Oh, okay.
You know, if there's an opportunity, you got to go
work,
get it.
Yeah. When was the last time you had a job, old dirty?
I'm an independent
contractor. We know that.
Sometimes there's a 10-year delay.
Right.
You know, this will take a couple of years, right? No, and tell them.
You haven't had a job in at least a year at this point.
Yeah, it's been a year, dude.
Oh, Dave, what's one of the clothing store scams?
Not really clothing, just boosting clothes from
like you'd get a guy on the inside that works at one of the clothing stores.
Oh, let me tell you, dude, we used to bring out duffel bags from a major department store. I'm not even going to say that.
And then what's the hardware store scam, too, where they go in and you'd have the guy make the key?
Oh, son. We got old mom and pop store out on the island, right? Roll up, give him like 4 or 5 keys to make. Yo, pops, here, start making these keys. So he's cutting keys. We just boosting cases out the front.
Because you know how they concentrate on the key?
Yeah.
You really got to watch it and make sure every nook and cranny is being taken out.
Nice.
So they're watching that, and meanwhile, they're loading stuff out the door. While the poor old guy's making his keys. Holy ass.
Getting those good tools from Long Island.
Oh, my
God. I'm not proud of that. I ain't proud of that.
You're not proud.
Boy, he found a conscience.
The same thing with the clothing stores. They'd get a guy that works on the inside and just unload clothes out the back door on the loading dock.
The easiest one was putting them in the garbage. You used to put like $400 or $500 worth of boots, clothing in the garbage bags. Garbage day came. We had to stop the carting company. Yo, chill. That's all low right there, my brother.
I worked at a place that I pilfered from. I did. My place of employment. I won't say exactly where it is, but they had, I think the statute of limitations is about up, too. They had these long tubes. It was a machine shop atmosphere. They had these long tubes of pure silver that they made contacts out of for electronics. And they put it in these machines, and it would just cut these things into these very measured out little pieces for contacts. And silver's very soft. They had the cage that they kept the silver locked up in, big 8-foot long
lengths of rod, about quarter-inch rod of pure silver. So I noticed you could put your fingers through the cage and pull the silver rods out of the box.
It's like a Reese's monkey.
He figured out how
to get the peach out from the mayonnaise jar.
Get the ants out of the ant hole with the little thing. And yeah, that's how it was. And the trouble is, how do you walk out of there with an 8-foot rod of silver? Silver, very malleable, very soft. You could wind it around your legs, around your midsection, around your arms.
Where'd you sell it?
I'd walk out of there like weighing a lot. There was a place that said, we buy all silver and gold. Any of those places. They check out the purity of it, and then they weigh it and give you money. Was it good purity? Oh, yeah, it was pure silver.
Did they say 8-foot rod?
Where did you get this silver spring?
Yeah, I know. They never ask questions. But it had to be pure because it was for contact.
Right. How much money would you say you got per rod?
Per rod? Probably at the time it was something like $80. $80 a rod. Which was a great score back in, you know, the 80s.
Yo, Anthony.
Yeah.
Yo, what's up? You know, the guy who hires over
OD
there?
OD would like an application.
By now, I'm sure there's plenty of cameras. This was before camera surveillance took off. And metal detectors, right.
Hold on, Glenn wants in. Glenn.
Yeah. I tell you, I tell all the spics that are around, I congratulate them. I'm not no racist. They're special people in control. I learned a scam, and I bought a Mustang with all the money I made with it.
See what I'm saying?
What did you learn?
All right. I saw this spick on the side of the road with a beat-up car, right?
Yeah, chill with the spick,
man. Shut up. Listen.
Punk ass.
You're in the studio. I'm on a freaking phone. Shut up.
Go ahead, Glenn.
Right. I see this spick on the side of the road. Seriously. Dirty spick.
All right. Whatever.
All right.
Continue.
Spanish guy on the side of the road with his hood up. And I'm at the light. He comes over. He's like, yo, man, I ran out of gas. Can you hook me up with like $10? If you give me your address, I'll send it to you. I'm like, yeah, okay, Dick. And I out of there. I do it with a nice car, white guy looking good, and I'm telling you, people were handing me tens, fives, $2, $3. I bought a goddamn Mustang back in 1990 with it.
Oh, you used the same scam. You would go up and say, hey, I'll...
Exactly. They work for the Rican.
You learned from your Puerto Rican
brother. That's why I say congratulations to all the spics.
All right, enough with that word.
You did My that God. 1,500 times?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, really.
I don't buy
Sounds
it.
Like too much work.
Brian, what's up?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I used to work in Patterson, New Jersey. I used to run a company.
Fantastic.
And I had old dirty kind working for me. So they used to go out for lunch, and they used to say, I got to go get some money. And I never understood it. They used to come back with a wad of cash at the time. So one day, I just sat down, and I grabbed one of the guys. I said, what do you guys do? He said, we go over to Home Depot. I said, okay, what do you do over there? He goes, oh, we go shop, and we grab a little something here or there, a faucet or something, and we bring it right to the return desk. They bring it right to the return desk. Home Depot doesn't ask no questions. They give them the cash then and there.
The old Home Depot scam is blowing up.
It's blowing up.
I used to have a little bit of scam myself. I used to own a car stereo installation, and every single time I would install a real hot stereo, I'd make a copy of the key, and I'd have the guy's address on file. So I'd wait 3 or 4 months, and it was repeat business for me. It was great. So I used to go. I used to pay a guy, have him hop the system out. I used to resell that system. And next thing you know, the poor bastard was back in my shop 4 or 5 months later getting a brand-new system for a couple grand.
Wow.
Yes. Hey. Come on, man. Look at that. White people, black people, See? Chinese people.
We can all come together.
Doing scams,
we can all come together and cry.
It's all about the money.
It's all about the cashola, kid.
Make the choice we're making.
Dan from Hoboken wants to know, what's the line between a scam and basic thievery?
Yeah.
I got this scam that I'm working. Yeah.
I got this angle where I put a knife to the back of people's necks and tell them to give me their wallet.
Yeah.
This new wrinkle I put into my portfolio of scamming.
I call it a gag.
I need white kids in the nuts at the arcade and take their quarters. That's the new deployment strategy I have. It's a new strategy we have here at ODB Productions.
You know what it is? A crime, just actual, like if you're going to do something, like, you know, body somebody, if you're going to do a crime that involves, like, taking the physicality of a person and shaking them down, it don't take a lot to do that. But a scam. You gotta think, dude. You know what I mean? You gotta think.
Phones have exploded. We might have to stay on this topic for a little while longer, man.
Yeah, there's a couple of scams coming in on feedback, too, that look pretty good.
If you're not in the New York area, you can get a hold of us by calling 866-277-4WOW.
More girls, more gooder.
Hookers for everyone.
You want it?
Okay, Anthony.
No longer will our penises remain flaccid and unused.
Anthony. Opie. Anthony. Opie. Anthony. 1027 WNAW.
We're back with the O&A show. Whole line just jammed. There's a girl that wants in on this scam thing. What's her name, Aurelis?
Yes.
Aurelis, what's up?
Well, there's a lot of stores in Washington Heights. Not really stores, they're in apartments. You go and you can buy like Gap clothes, Banana Republic, J. Crew at half price.
In people's apartments?
Yeah.
What? Old Dirty, you want to give us a little insight on this?
Yeah, Aurelis, where you buy your clothes from, the Mecheros?
No, I go up to 190th and Broadway.
I see. There's a whole other world out there we have no clue about.
What I end up doing is I buy them half price. And I don't like a lot of the clothes. So I'll buy like the most expensive item, like a leather coat.
I'll take it back.
Maybe it'll be $600. I'll pay $300. And then I'll go to the store and I'll have $600 that I can use to buy whatever I want.
That's right.
So you buy it at the apartment.
Wait, what's the apartment? Hold on.
All right, this is what happens.
Slow down. How does all the clothes get into the apartment?
There's a whole team, other artists that do their thing. They just deal with clothing.
Right.
They deal with clothing. They get mass amounts of clothing.
Banana Republic.
All sizes. Banana Republic.
Name brands.
Polo. Well, you name it. DKNY. They got it. They got the watches. They got the cologne. The socks.
All the tags are on there and everything.
Everything's on it, dude.
All the tags, I mean.
Everything's on it except your alarm tags.
Uh-huh.
So then you got certain vendors. We got vendors in the community.
Yeah.
Providing a good public service, I might add.
Right.
All right. I bought my girl a Prada bag for $50. All right. So then they go and they buy their mass quantities of clothing they got for that weekend.
Yeah.
So then you go upstairs. Boom, boom, boom. You know, little rice and beans going. There's a little merengue. You know, lady escorts you to the back where the clothes are. There's a rack. There's all types of sizes, colors, and everything. Whatever you want.
I had no clue that this was going
on. So you buy it.
Yeah, you
buy
it.
But then you could take it back to the original store that it was stolen from in the first place.
If you're not satisfied.
You can't do it in the city anymore because they ask for gift receipts, so you end up going to Upstate or Long Island or Jersey.
So you got
to
get on a bus. Yeah, but that's all good,
No, you
though.
Drive. I have a car.
You got a car.
Good.
Hey. No one is weird. Like, if Angry Angel just explained that, I would want to strangle him. But when you explain it, I giggle.
OD makes it sound like a business venture.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the way you explain this crap.
It's like all the weird apartments in Bad Lieutenant where you go to smoke up. You're like, wow, like they exist. Like the old Mexican lady with the cigar box of crack.
Right.
Sitting and watching a Mets game with like the cracked out guys that you're arresting and that special little crack spot that only Norton knows where it is.
Who knew that the crackheads love the Mets?
Right.
I didn't think they had time to be a sports fan.
What's the score? Right. What
you
is gotta the
be
score
a crackhead
of
like
the game? Gentlemen, I was at the game last night. I talked to Daryl Strawberry. He looked me in the eye, and I knew it never could have gone any other way. He's saving it for the big one. The series has got to go 7 games. 7 games. Did I steer you wrong? Fine. You owe me money. I'm a cop. I'm a bad lieutenant.
Say more.
Harvey Keitel, little new one.
That's nice.
That'll be on display
Harvey
at the Beacon Theater October 7th.
Oh, yeah.
He's got the date. Aurelis.
Hanging out?
No, well, anything else to add? So that's
good. No, that was it.
I had no clue this was
I'm not
going
sure
on.
How this
Glad
radio show pulls off balancing clothing scams on 190th Street and a Keitel impression and intertwines them effortlessly like you two. I know what you're saying. Do you know what you're saying?
Mikey.
Reekin.
Yo.
What's up, Mike?
What's going on?
Hey, man.
Hey.
Yo, check this out.
Yeah. Hey, yo, check
Look
this out.
Look at him opening his trench coat.
I went to college for free. It was a buddy of mine. He was in AA, and he, was getting his life back on track. They said they'd pay for whatever. So a light bulb goes off in my head. I figured I'll go down to AA meetings. I went to about, what, three or four of them. I told them I wanted to go to college. And they said, all right, we'll pay for it. As long as I don't get caught doing any DWIs, I still got another 2 years.
You're false. You're absolutely lying.
Who said you said AA would pay for it?
You're absolutely lying. That is absolutely an abomination that you would say anything like that about Alcoholics Anonymous. That is absolutely impossible, and you're lying.
If you screw up, then you got to pay it all back.
You're absolutely lying. Alcoholics Anonymous will never, ever give money to anyone. They'll pick you up from the airport, give you books. You are an absolute piece of garbage.
They didn't give me money. They just paid for the school.
They did not pay for your school. You're a piece of garbage. And Alcoholics Anonymous saves lives, and you're a douchebag.
You should drink and paralyze yourself.
Vince from Philly.
Yo, what's up, guys? You guys are the effing bomb down here. You guys are hysterical.
Nice.
Thank you.
Philly in the house.
Thank you, Philly.
All right, now I got another Home Depot scam for you.
What's going on with
Somebody goes and gets one of those big truck toolboxes like you put on the back of a pickup truck.
I'm going to get high and just go there and watch.
I know.
I'm going to get really baked and just sit in aisle four and just watch all the Rican boost
stuff. You throw tools in it.
Wait, hold on. Everyone's talking.
Hold on.
Vince.
Dude, relax.
Vince.
Yeah.
Vince, hold on.
I interrupted you, so start over.
You didn't hear people talking right in your ear as you're trying to talk?
You guys are real quiet, so I didn't hear you.
All right. Now, what is your Home Depot?
Yeah, back up. Go ahead.
All right. You go into Home Depot and you pick up one of those big toolboxes for a pickup truck. You cut the box open, and when you're walking around the store, you throw tools into it. Well, when you go up to the checkout, all you're buying is a toolbox, and you ask them to seal the box so that you're not walking out with an open box, and you just pay for the toolbox.
Wait a minute.
Don't they hear the tools rattling around inside?
No questions.
I know. They look inside toolboxes. They look inside garbage pails. I've seen that. They've done that when
that's
I bought.
That's awful. You take a wrench.
That's horrible. No, now, listen, he sounded white as the driven snow. Yeah. He don't know how to do a scam.
Check it out. I got a scam. You walk into Home Depot. You take something off the shelf. You put it in your pocket, and then you walk out the door. It's mad crazy, son. Yo, God. God. RZA taught me this from uptown. Yo, I'm the shrimp. I ain't lying about this game. Straight boosting stereos, doorbells, anything, windows, yo, money. It's a straight grip move. You walk in, get an Anderson window. Maybe you need a bay window for your spot uptown. Maybe you got a place for your gumad, like out in Brooklyn Heights, a special weed spot. You get a big-ass Anderson window for your bay window. Stuff that in your pocket. Stuff the window in your baggy Puerto Rican pants with your ass cheeks showing. And then you just walk out the door, son, with the window in your pants. Pliers, doorbells, lamps, all that money. Yo, you'd be like, yo, you just stopped me because I'm Puerto Rican with these baggy pants on, money. And they're like, well, we don't want no trouble, whatever. And you're like, yeah, you're right. And then you just steal a car and go home.
Meanwhile,
you steal a car and then you get on your way, B. Yo, simplicity, money.
Nice. Claude, what's up?
What's up, guys?
Go ahead.
My story's along the same lines as those Gap houses. Over here in Queens, they got the same deal. But the thing is with Gap and Banana Republic, when you return the stuff, if they don't have your size, they send you a check in the mail in 5 days. So you're paying about 80% markdown on the product, and then you go back and return it, and they send you a cash check.
You know what? I think the economy's going too good.
Yeah.
Let's continue syndicated radio scams so we can really F up the system. Because right now, you know, this middle class, upper class, Puerto Ricans with no jobs wearing brand new Jordans, it's really not working out. It's really not working out for everybody, this great country we have, the way I go to the ATM and it just gives me money.
I want to know what the Dunkin' Donuts scam could possibly be.
Where are we going, Jeff? Okay.
It sounds like crackhead, right?
Hey, Jeff.
Yeah, how you doing?
Crackhead scam.
What's the Dunkin' Donuts scam?
Well, what it works was, I worked there in high school.
You steal the twisty goose.
you get salary. So they tell you on weekends, if you ever go below 5,000 donuts, you can close early. So what I used to do is I'd get all my friends in on Saturday, and they said you can eat as much donuts as you want. So me and my friends would all come and eat all the donuts, and I go home by 2 o'clock, and I get paid for a full day.
That is the worst scam I've ever heard.
You know why? What type of shenanigans was that?
And only a white guy, a white guy would.
You
want to
hear the
admit to that.
Were you in the man boob contest?
You know why that scam would never work for a Puerto Rican? Because you actually have to get a job in order to pay the scam.
Right, Jay.
You know what? And if you think some Indian manager is going to let a Puerto Rican close up at night, you got another thing coming.
You
Beacon Theater, October 7th.
You work when I work, my friend.
That's a cheap.
All right, I think we're done with the scam.
We're done with that, man.
Enough
though.
Blowing up spots.
Yes,
man.
Sir.
Sir.
Be honest with you.
Sir.
Yeah, sir. There was a scam actually, and a black guy pulled it. It's true.
Where oh my God! Here
it's
we go.
True. It's true.
I can't even look at him.
It was in New Jersey.
Yeah.
And he put on a dress and he pretended he was a woman and he gave Jim Norton oral for $20. And I had to turn
to him. No, man, you know.
Norton, you got one from a tranny?
Yeah.
Recently?
No, it's years ago in New Brunswick before I knew any better.
And how was it?
Phenomenal. No, I didn't realize the
hands. The big hands.
Honest to God, I'm rubbing the back. And I finally dawned on me. This the first thought I had was, "Wow, this is a large back for a girl."
Oh,
that was
oh
the exact
my God!
Thought I had, and I just wilted. And then I went home, and the breath was really bad. And I'm washing the damn breath of a silverback off my mule. And that is
oh my
true.
God!
Absolutely.
Oh my!
Felt like smelled like Marlboros and Jack Daniels.
That was years ago.
Tim, did you when you were getting the trainees? Things happening to you. I'm trying to be very delicate.
Yeah.
Yeah. The treats.
When you were receiving treats on good. Halloween, apparently.
Good.
Did you ever go, okay, you know what? Now that I know what it is, I think there's a dark side to Jim Norton that when you figured out it was a guy, you were like, okay, you know what? I'm not gay. But you know what? This little trainee better do a good job. Let's see what it's like.
No,
you just said it was phenomenal, so you must have gotten into it.
I'm telling you what happened. It wilted. It wilted. I'm
really?
Like, yeah, what can I say? I wasn't even mad at it. I mean, it was my fault.
How was it phenomenal if it wilted?
Because I realized it was a guy. That kind of takes some of the fun out of it.
You just said it was phenomenal. How can it be phenomenal if you realized you had a member?
It felt really good. I was enjoying myself, and I'm rubbing the back of the young lady, and I realized
it was a man, baby.
It's Leon.
When you start running your hand through hair,
tattoo on the back of the neck that said USMC.
I thought.
Wow.
Well, that didn't
yo, man, you want to reciprocate? Yeah.
I'm gonna have to untape it. But once I do, I ain't started my hormones yet. It's still big.
Now, how did you not know that was a guy?
A lot of times I had just started. I was probably, I'm 33 now. I was probably 20.
But then you hear the voice. You gotta know.
No, you know what?
Some of them are very convinced.
No.
My apartment is a transvestite bar across the street.
Yeah.
Edelweiss.
Edelweiss. And it's like a really nice, it's really a bizarre counterculture. Yeah. But Norton knew it.
He pointed out one day when we're driving to Roscoe's for a game.
Really?
Yeah. It's fantastic. It's unbelievable.
I stopped by there.
You drive home and you go, you know what? I have to keep driving right now. I have to rear end the car in front of me or else I'm going to make the newspapers.
Oh,
some
no.
Some of them look so, I will
get
say, as a heterosexual male, I have been returning rental cars, driving down 43rd and like 11th, and just sat there in my car and went, absolutely, I absolutely think that is a woman.
You know something?
Even though I know it's not.
I've trolled a lot of pornographic websites, and any time a tranny pops up, you look and go, all right, but you see that twisted eye thing of a man, or the big chin or something.
Yeah,
there's manly features that you see on every single effing one.
But Anthony, this is a business. I mean, they're not walking around because they like the sidewalk. They're selling ass. So they got to convince you enough to slow down and stop and look and get the conversation going. So
hi.
I don't know what they sound like. But I just know from walking my dog around there that's just like, God Damn, some of you men are fine. I got a funny feeling that one of you could get me that funny feeling.
Yeah, the only really. One I've ever seen that even resembled a woman to the point of not being able to tell.
Rich is Voss.
Rich Voss, yes.
Rich Voss.
Is Tula. Remember Tula?
James Bond.
Oh, the James Bond check. One. Yeah. She was in a, was in a James Bond movie as one of the Bond girls. And then afterwards came out and said, I used to be a guy. Had the whole operation done. You know, so it wasn't even a tranny anymore. But you couldn't tell. Looked like a woman. That's it. Any other one, it's like, look at Miss Fire Island this year. Isn't he adorable? Holy jeez, look at that picture. It's a guy in a dress. Guy in a dress.
All right, we got to take a break, Anthony.
Oh, look at the time.
I know, we're running late. We'll finish this mess next.
It's open. Anthony. Don't be an a-hole.
Seem a little drunk, Anthony.
Go F yourself,
Opie. Opie and Anthony. 1027 WNEW.
Insane in the brain. We're back to just a few minutes. The O&A Show. I want to thank Jay Moore for stopping by. Old Dirty, Jim Norton, and, of course, Cowbell Bill.
I did my Cypress Hill impression, like, 2 seconds long.
Yeah.
Every song that we do sounds the same.
Sounds the same!
This song's just like the last one we did.
We did! Jay Moore on fire today. Yeah.
October 7th, I'm at the Beacon.
At the Beacon!
I saw that guy at a Laker game. Be real. That is one big reeking, man.
Yeah.
I don't know what nationality is, but I wouldn't want to mix it up with that dude. He was big. Bigger than I ever expected him to be.
Opie, Diane doesn't like us.
That's all right.
Quickly. She goes, what's with the holy S and what the F? It's so corny. If you can't say the words, there's no sense trying. Don't you feel stupid saying that?
Why
well,
do you
Diane.
Put a firecracker in your sea?
Right. maybe if you had some attention paid to your pee, you wouldn't be such a C. Right. Exactly.
You kidding me? You know how many people use the alphabet game now in their everyday life?
Write the FCC, you stupid whore. Like, you want to say F and C.
Yeah. You twat.
You gunky.
There you go.
Typical dumb broad.
Opie, funny story here. Interesting story. A story that we might be victims of ourselves, if you think about it, because I think we might actually fall for something like this.
Oh.
Bootlicking scam. Speaking of scams, just broken up on the streets of Columbia. When men were... Can we say that?
I
hope so. Check if we can, Rick. Make sure they didn't dump out. Because it's in the news story. It's a news story! Are we okay? I don't want to continue until I know we can speak in plain effing English.
I will do more Harvey Keitel to cover. I will cover for you to see if you can say it. Where'd you go tonight? A couple bad girls?
They don't
what?
Oh.
A couple bad girls? Where'd
son
you go tonight?
Babies.
Smoke some grass?
Look, the whole content of the story, you son of a bitch, is the fact that they were doing this. What a bunch of friggin' idiots.
See, people expect me to lose my mind. I love when he loses his mind. It's so much cooler.
What am I supposed to say?
Compare it to an ice cream cone.
God damn it.
Anthony, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm pretty sure you can't use that language on radio.
No. Yeah, I'm trying to read a story here.
It's a news story. Dan Rather's going to do the same story tonight, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Dan Rather, he's Canadian.
These sexy women would go around Columbia asking men if they wanted to put their tongue on their boobies.
No, that ain't going to make it either.
They better make it.
Watch.
I'm going to punch him.
All right, then Rick's
there's no,
the wall.
No reason to...
As we wait, can I just really fast... Big Kev writes, I learned that Norton got treats from Jackie from the movie Risky Business.
Oh, yeah. Remember the first hooker they sent? You might want to call this number. Boobies.
That made it.
Boobies is
great.
Good kid hear it.
What a bunch of friggin' idiots.
All you soccer moms.
The women...
would pose seductively outside glitzy bars and restaurants and encourage Google-eyed men to stop their cars and take a closer look. After, what?
Can't say Google-eyed.
Yeah, can't say Google-eyed. What happened? These women would smear a powerful drug on their breasts.
So that
when the men would do what they asked them to do, they would all of a sudden become dazed, confused, and plop out. They would wake up with their wallets and cars missing.
Yeah!
Now,
Rufus!
They said a lot of the women in their late teens and early 20s have been arrested. Now, you see some hot girl come up to you.
That's
she bares her top,
scam.
Asks you to take a taste. You do it, and she has drugs on them. So you're down for the count. They take your wallet and your car.
I'd find her.
You would find her.
Absolutely. That'd be one dead woman.
You'd find her and she'd go, you want to again? Okay. No, she got me again.
No, I'd find her and say, let's do it again. And I'd get a buzzsaw and kill her.
You know what would be great, though, if you could find a way to get that drug on a stamp and then just start raping at the post office.
Yeah, I got you stamps.
All right, listen. Dan from Hoboken, I learned that before he got his break on the O&A show, Anthony sold his rod for 80 bucks.
Hey. That's $10 an inch, right, Ant?
That's right.
Yeah.
Tony.
What's up? I learned two quick things. It always pays to be on hold to hear an F-bomb.
Yeah.
And O&A never fold under questioning.
That's right. We didn't take anyone down with us.
Norton, you're a sick man, and we love you for it.
Thank you, sir.
Jay Moore, you rule.
Yeah. Thanks, brother.
Jay,
later, brother.
Fire. Let's go to Joe. Joe, you're next on the Opie and Anthony show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Norton, great show on Saturday.
Oh, thanks, man.
You've got to be a crackhead to like the Mets.
Yeah.
And white guys really know how to screw up a bit about scamming.
All right.
And the joke's on the tranny because Jim's not gay.
Right. Hey, Rob, what's up?
How's it going?
Hey.
Yeah, I learned Norton got a Hummer from Leon Lett.
Boy, they haven't forgotten. I'm surprised. I thought that would
leave
their memory right away.
Somehow Leon Lett, I'm sure, messed it up.
Leon Lett is a great
That's
reference.
Why it went down, because it was Leon Lett.
Steve, what's up? Steve.
I want to say what I learned today.
All right, go ahead.
I learned oral from a tranny's phenomenal.
Phenomenal. All right, man.
Thanks.
Jersey Gary has a bunch of them. Marky Mark equals Marty McFly Anthony. It's been 32 years since 14-year-olds have been spanking it to penthouse and looking like glazed donuts. Clutch rocks like an earthquake and makes California guys dive under desks. Ant's rod is worth around $80. And Mary Pickford references are priceless.
Mary Pickford.
What about Mary Jo Kopechne? it's not my fault. The bitch can't swim in a car on her head. Fortunately, I had scuba gear on my side of the vehicle. I was able to swim to safety and notify the police in 3 or 4 months.
John, what's up?
Yo, hey. I learned that Jay Moore doesn't know the difference between House of Pain and Cypress Hill.
No, I do.
Yeah, no offense, though, bro. I'm from Jersey. I just can't.
Who do you think you are, us? Stop with that language.
No, the only reason I went into Cypress Hill is because actually Opie was doing a little Cypress Hill freestyle over that track.
That's right.
And it made me think of the joke. I know the difference. I know my hip-hop. I'm from the home of the MNF and Outkast.
I don't give an F. It was good. It was good.
Maybe I should work that into my act.
We got another minute.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Joe.
A good way to steal a window is to put it in your pocket.
Yeah.
Ying Yang Party!
Yeah.
Ying Yang Party.
Fool. What a jerk. I learned that biker chicks are loosening critical mass when they're riding their Harleys.
Yeah. Wow.
Andre, good one, man. Today I learned to always check for a U.S. Marine Corps tattoo.
That's Ralph.
Yeah, fantastic. You don't want to see that. Oh, that's good.
Man, your fans are smart.
They pay attention. I don't know why. I learned that O&A always win in the end. Hello, Rochester. Yes. The guy who fired
Rochester.
The guy who fired us in Boston had to rehire us in Roch today.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
A lot of Guidos in Rochester.
Oh yeah,
they wear Aqua Velva.
Aqua Velva, really?
Yeah, they drive around in Irox. That's Jim Rome's always calling them out. Crapchester.
The scent of Aqua Velva.
Crapchester.
Mm-hmm. We gotta leave. We'll continue for New York.
To Miami for Italians.
Hey Matt, what's up?
Hey, I learned Norton's a fag.
Yeah. All right, we got to go.
What better way to end the show?
Yeah, on an up note.
Yeah.
Jay, thank you very much, Jim.
Thanks, guys. God bless you.
Old Dirty, of course, and Cowbell Bill, thank you.
Sure.
Opie and Anthony.
One is funny. One is sick.
I hated my grandma.
Bitch. Precious this.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Wow.
Hi, that man just sneezed. Get a camera on that guy. You're going to see someone wiping their nose.
Hey, New York, we love you.
New York.
We got something to give away to New York tonight, Ben.
We're only on the air with New York right now.
Give them tickets to the show.
Yeah. I want a
ticket.
Nice.
You got a ticket.
O2Go. We've been drinking this stuff all day.
I just had some. It's actually really great.
Isn't that
cranberry.
Good stuff? You know what you're also getting with that is oxygen.
I need oxygen.
It's got 8 times the oxygen of normal water. And it's distilled for purity. But you know something? We talk to the people here. They only need distilled water. It tastes like crap. That's what they say. But then you oxygenate it. It tastes crisp and clean.
Can I also put this in my iron?
In your iron? Oh, wow. Oh, how about that? Distilled water for your iron.
A cranberry scent to my DKNY shirt that I didn't steal like a Rican?
Give it a try. Did you buy it in an apartment?
It was given to me for free. The way white people do robberies, we give the rich gifts because the system is supposed to favor those who make money because you're supposed to work hard to get successful. And they go, hey, you got some shekels now. Here's a free suit, you rich prick. What do you need, sneakers? You can get whatever you want. Now that you're rich, when you're broke, we don't care about you because you don't pay taxes.
It's all right, man.
Oh, sorry. O2Go has me all pumped up because of all the oxygen, Anthony.
Oxygen for health. That's right. Light and crisp taste, no aftertaste. And it helps you out.
Helps your stamina, and it gives you that boost energy that you're witnessing with Jay Moore today. Ed.
Keeps you focused and alert, helps prevent muscle cramps and even back injury. Up to 8 times more oxygen than any other bottle.
Hell, this stuff gives you boners. Might as well say that, too.
O2Go. I think I'm not a wacky scientist or chemist, but I think oxygen is very important to human beings. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that. O2Go water. Pick
That's
it up.
That's crazy. You know, there's no oxygen whatsoever when you hit outer space. And I was wondering, when a plant breathes, he gives off oxygen. And when a human being breathes, he breathes it in and gives off carbon dioxide that the plants need. If you went to outer space, oh, my goodness, a plane has crashed into the broadcast booth. Wow, that's a lot of fire. That's a lot of flames. Get away from that. You don't want to get burned up. It's hot enough as it is out here. Now, there's a ball of grace. If you took a plant to outer space, would it give off oxygen? And if you watered it with O2Go... Grace just got hit with a piece of fuselage. Something completely rendering him unconscious. Sean Dunstan just had a testicle removed from shrapnel.
Harry, we would love to keep going.
O2Go has oxygen in it.
We have to actually get off the air. Thank you, Harry.
I'm going to finish my Sam Adams.
O2Go.